following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Every player who proudly wore the black and gold from 1958 through 2020 have one thing in common, facing the Monterey Wildcats on the gridiron. But only the seniors of the 2023 Dogs have faced the Purple Cats in high school action. After playing annually for 63 consecutive seasons, the Cumberland Plateau Dwellers opted not to square off with the Clay Countyans during the 2021 and 22 seasons. It's been kind of strange not having such a familiar foe on the schedule, but good things come to those who wait. And good's exactly what this series has been recently, with 7 of the past 14 meetings being decided by a single possession. As September turns along, head coach Bruce Lamb and his 1-2 Dogs are hitting their stride after a 47-7 dismantling of Jackson County last week. And tonight, they've made a 40-mile southeastward commute, climbing over 1,300 feet in elevation into Monterey, Tennessee, the home of Scott Hughes and his 2-1 Wildcats. This evening, a rivalry is renewed and revenge is on the minds of the Hungry Hounds, who were wounded in overtime losses to the ferocious Felines the last two times they met. Friday nights are made for fighting, and that's what we're here for. Get ready for an all-out brawl.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, welcome into the CarQuest pregame show from Monterey, Tennessee. This is 2023's fourth broadcast of Bulldog football. For the second time this year, we are on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action tonight as it unfolds up here on the mountain. I'm being joined this evening by my stellar broadcast companions, two men who love the Dogs and love the game, the first of which is our producer, John Weaver.
Thanks for the introduction, Daniel. Glad to be here, and looking forward to a good game tonight.
Should be a dandy. This series has been tight when it's been played in recent years. The other man joining me is our driving force. He's the interrogator of interviews, the sultan of stats, and our founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind words, Daniel. Back on the road, guys. But we're right where we want to be when we travel, amongst the masses of Bulldog Nation. And there's no place I'd rather be on a football Friday night, Daniel, because we do our best work right here in the stands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get to really feed off the energy of the crowd around you. Got some Wildcat fans around us in places tonight. Maybe some, as we're going up, they may come down and vice versa.
They might do it. And like John said, it should be a good one tonight. Clay County's renewing the rivalry up here on the mountain. It's been a while since the Dogs have gotten a shot at the Wildcats. And I expect this one to be another good one because Monterey has become a solid program over the years.
They have. You know, Coach Billy Heady was here for several years, really built Monterey into a year-in, year-out good team. Scott Hughes took over several years ago now. It's not let off at all. They've had a state semifinal appearance back in 2014. They were in the quarterfinals of AA ball last year. This is a good team here tonight.
And solid is the word we also use for our sponsors, Daniel. They've been with us solid since we started, so we're proud to have them on board. We can't thank them enough for allowing all of this coverage of the Horizon Sports Network to be possible. And also want to say while we're at it, folks, we're having a few technical issues tonight. We cannot add our audio stream with the video stream on Facebook at this point. It is available on our website through Mixler, the app also. So if you go to tell folks to go to the website to hear the audio, and I think you could probably watch the video, too, at the same time if you start the audio first, Daniel.
DaleHallHorizon.com/listen.
Yep, go there and get your audio started, and then you can switch over to Facebook and get the video, and the audio should stay playing.
Yeah, and that live player, the mini player, is still embedded on our website there, so I can just do them both on that same side even.
We hope so. And we also hope listeners will pick up a copy next week of coverage of tonight's game with pictures and more of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper, because it is just the Horizon Sports Network. It's just an extension of that paper we put out every week. So, folks, up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the newspaper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's win over Jackson County.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. That headline read, Dogs Dominate Devils for First Win. And the story talked about how Clay County knocks their first win of the season with a 47-7 domination of Jackson County in the 69th edition of the Clash on the Cumberland. A win Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb said made his team's confidence grow. Because, quote, it makes the kids feel better to know they're doing the things to get better, and they got rewarded for it. He did recognize there were still some things his team needed to work on, but also admitted getting in the win column was big, especially heading into tonight's game here in Monterey. We definitely need to come out with confidence, and we played with last week, and show what we can do. Show the athletic ability we have, Lamb said, alluding to tonight's matchup with the Wildcats. You don't have to question the effort of these guys, he said of his team. The effort's always going to be there, and we're definitely going to have that effort, plus a little extra. I think Coach is dead on, Daniel. Clay County's going to have to bring it tonight with a repeat performance because they really put it all together last week, as your summary's going to show.
It does. The effort they had was evident from the start in the Jackson County win, and the confidence began to build from the opening buzzer. While the relentless dog defense shut down the Blue Devils early and often, the Clay County offense found their groove and fired at will behind the leadership of junior quarterback Nate Adams, who accounted for 4 touchdowns in the contest. Adams threw for a pair of scores and ran for 2 more, helping the Bulldogs build a 34-9 halftime lead. The Clay County margin invoked the TWSAA Mercy Road running clock in the second half, where reserves finished out the final 2 quarters. Junior Nate Mayberry lived in the Jackson County backfield to help the Clay County defense force 5 3-and-outs and 2 Blue Devil turnovers in the opening 2 quarters, all while Bulldogs lit up the scoreboard. To get it all started, Adams found sophomore wideout Waylon Cherry for the opening score from 14 yards out before calling his own number with a 15-yard dash to the end zone and then hit his sophomore brother Nolan with a 16-yard touchdown pass to search the Clay County Dogs ahead 20-9 by first quarter's end. Junior tailback Aiden Soto then got in on the action with a 27-yard run to pay dirt in the second stanza before Adams closed the first half scoring with a 1-yard rushing touchdown. A rotation of senior Leighton Brown and sophomore co-leads opened the third period with 11 straight runs, which resulted in a 70-yard scoring drive when Eads ran across the stripe from 3 yards out. Nolan Adams, who took over for his brother at quarterback in the second half, then engineered Clay County's final march into the end zone. He ran 3 times for good yardage and also found success through the air, first with a 20-yard hookup with senior Logan Jennings and then with a 12-yard touchdown pass to senior Andrew Smith. Smith scored, paired with sophomore Reese Adams is making five of seven extra points, gave the Dogs a 47-9 lead before Jackson County found the end zone prior to time expiring to account for that final margin of Clay County 47, Jackson County 7.
Domination. Clay County racked up a total of 360 yards on 45 offensive plays, including 200 yards rushing on 32 carries and 4 touchdowns. 160 yards through the air on 9 of 13 passing, 3 touchdowns from 2 quarterbacks. Nate Adams completed 7 of 10 attempts for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns, while his brother Nolan went 2 for 3 for 32 yards and a touchdown. Nolan was also the leading receiver, 4 catches, 61 yards and a TD. While Cherry had 2 catches for 51 yards and a TD, Jennings 1 for 20, Andrew Smith 1 for 12 and a touchdown, and senior Weston Burwell 1 for 16. A half dozen Bulldogs carried the ball against Jackson County, including Brown, who had 11 rushes for 52 yards, Eads 6 for 39 yards and a touchdown, Nolan Adams 5 for 34, Soto 3 for 30 yards and a touchdown, Nate Adams 5 for 33 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Cherry 2 carries for 12 yards. Mayberry led the Clay County defense with 6 tackles, a sack, 2 tackles for loss, and a forced fumble. Seniors Ben Maxfield and Parker Smith each had 3 stops. Hayden Adams, Reese Adams, and juniors Warren Smith and Eli Burnett all made 2 tackles apiece. And Soto, Andrew Smith, and sophomore Casey Monroe Hidalgo all had 1 stop each. Daniel, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is, but I like it because it means the younger guys were in and everybody was making plays.
They did. A lot of names to call. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Monterey here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs. On and off the field, come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for a lot of Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for 6 consecutive seasons and have 25 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 15-25, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 1 year ago, where they finished as the runner-up. Monterey also has advanced to 6 consecutive postseasons and has 25 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1985. And they hold a playoff record of 5-25, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 2014. These teams are meeting for the 76th time in their histories. Monterey, the most played team by the Bulldogs. They first squared off back in 1937. The longest Bulldog winning streak is 25 games from 1967 through 1991. The longest Wildcat win streak is 5 games from 1998 through 2002. The largest margin of victory for the Black and Gold came in 1958. We talked about that squad last week. They won that game 83-0. Our worst defeat came in the fall of 2000 when Monterey won 69-12. The Wildcats do ride a 3-game series win streak into this evening's contest. While the Bulldogs lead the all-time series with 46 wins to 27 losses and 2 ties, however, in the 21st century, Clay County is only 5-15 versus Monterey. We do have a lot of stat leaders from this series. We'll share only the leaders in each individual category, rush and yardage, their junior year, a teammate of Thomas is here. All-time leading rusher Gary Davis, he picked up 276 on the ground against the Wildcats. Big number. Also some big numbers here, rushing touchdowns. Davis in that game scored four. Craig Ogletree, another Hall of Famer, back his sophomore year in 1984, had four rushing touchdowns. And in that big 83-0 win in 1958, Douglas Pace added four rushing touchdowns. All three of those guys tied with that Mark Thomas.
Yeah, great record there. And Gary had great games against Jackson County. There's no doubt about that. But he never broke an 88-yarder.
Well, that's true. Against Monterey, longest rushing touchdown is me. That just shows you maybe we threw more than we ran against them. I don't know. But up here at Monterey, unfortunately, it was in a loss. But I remember well. Went from down here at the 12 down this way. And inside beer play that we pulled and scored on. Had some good blocking and 88-yarder. I couldn't do that anymore.
Me neither.
Sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
Been a while since 1999.
Yeah, it has.
Passing yardage leader, the Hall of Famer Roger Short, threw for 265 yards back in 1976 against the Wildcats. And then Short also has the passing TD mark from the same season, four, Daniel, in that contest.
Receiving yardage leader, not from that big game by Short, years later, 2008, Cody Collins, 150 yards receiving against Monterey. Receiving touchdowns, we've got a host of guys here, six it looks like maybe, all tied but two apiece. Maybe somebody had three tonight. 1980, Darrell Reeser, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, two receiving touchdowns. Chris Nagy in 2012, White Mabry, 2014, David Henson, 1974, Joey Eads, 1987, and finally William Cool Collins in 1976. Of course, those coming from Roger Short.
Longest receiving touchdown was caught by Kevin Rich and thrown by brother John Weaver in 1994, my senior year, his freshman.
Yeah, I remember that game. Well, that was fun. They pulled you out pretty quick, I think. That was
yeah.
At home.
Yeah, we put it on the Wildcats that night. John got to see a lot of playing time.
Also had an interception in the first half.
I think he won Stars of the Week in the Tennessean for that.
Hey, that was a big deal back then. Defensive side of the ball, the all-time great Kenny Garrett, 18 solo stops in 1987 against Monterey. Sacks also, David Henson, 1974, four sacks apiece in one game against Monterey.
And we're moving over to interceptions. Hall of Famer Bobby Tupi Kerr in 1988 had three picks against the Wildcats, and then the longest interception return for a touchdown came from his teammate at one time, Brian Burchett. Hall of Famer did it in 1989, so the year after, Tupi had three picks, and it was an 80-yarder, Daniel.
Pretty lengthy. We'll wrap it up with special teams. Longest kickoff return touchdown, 2015, Jared Markham, an 87-yarder against Monterey. And finally, in 1971, longest punt return touchdown, a 75-yarder by Wayne Key. Well, that concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our illustral and decorative history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to
distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, continuing about a Bulldog history. Last week we discussed the 1958 Salina High School Bulldogs and celebrated their 65th anniversary. Tonight we look back to 1963. Patsy Cline was killed in a plane crash. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech in front of the Lincoln Memorial. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And John Teeples was in his ninth year as the head coach of Salina High School football. Thomas, we briefly talked about it on the way up here. Pretty turbulent time in the United States and even in Clay County, Salina, back in 1967. Civil rights movement and a lot of things going on. Just a different time than we grew up in, and a worse time in a lot of ways, honestly. We talk about the good old days. Where, not all parts of them were the good old days. And so this was a time, though, that it was part of that golden era of football that I like to talk about. Of course, Mr. Teeples led the program for 15 years. This was in the midst of that tenure in his ninth year. They had a 5-4-1 record on the season that year. We'll walk through that schedule in a few minutes. And you see why they had that near 500 record. Offensively, they averaged 13 points a game scored. Defensively, they gave up 11.4. So anytime those two numbers creep close to each other, you're going to see around a 500 record. Now, it's not because this was not a good football team. We'll hear the names and see they are. Level competition back then on the schedule, pretty tough. And we'll get to all that, though.
There's no doubt. And like you say, a great roster here. Included four freshmen, Bill Hamilton, Galen Austin, and future Hall of Famers Russell Richardson and David Threet. And then nine sophomores. Bobby Meadows, Dudley Spear, Fred Emerton, Fred Linneman, Gregory Birch, Roger Brady, Roger Gray, and Hall of Famers Dennis Smith and our Uncle Jack Napier. And then eight juniors on this team, including Benny Davis, Denny Napier, Herschel Lacey, Joe King, Kerry Eads, Roger Henson, Scott Rankin, and Skipper Birch. And then six solid seniors on this team to lead it, Donnie Peeler, Jeff Henson, Mitchell Capps, Tommy Chaffin, Tommy Smith, and Hall of Famer Danny Watson. Like you said, coached by Hall of Famer John Teeples and the managers that year, Jimmy Butler, Dennis Chaffin, and James Robertson.
A solid squad, Thomas, and we'll walk through this schedule that they had. They opened it up very similar to the 2023 Dogs. After the first three games, they find themselves sitting at 1-2. First game of the year saw them drop a 0-14 contest to DeKalb County, of course a much bigger school. Then they faced York Institute, one of the Dogs' opponents this year that we lost to. Back in 63, the Dragons won that one 18-7, so 0-2 after the first two games. But all the Clay County faithful like this third game, a 14-6 win over the Big Blue Hawkeye over there in Livingston. So that puts them at 1-2 out of the gate there with those first three games.
And then we go to play McMinnville Central and beat them 26-7 to even their record at 2-2. And then Jackson County take down the Blue Devils 14-6 in a rivalry contest. And this is when they really got rolling, Daniel.
Big one here, Monterey, that fifth game of the year. Of course, actually sixth game of the year. They were 3-2 heading into it. Had a good whooping on Monterey, 32-13 to get to 4-2. Then they shut out Monroe County, Kentucky, 12-9. That's their seventh game of the year, setting it a strong 5-2 record. Check it out. You open up 0-2, then you rip off five straight wins. Pretty stout, Thomas. I've got an article here After that seventh game of the season from the Chattanooga Daily Times, and the headline of it says, Watson is Pacer on scoring list. Salina ace tops the UCC with 56 points. And it goes on later to talk about Danny Watson, where it says Watson of Salina holds the scoring mark for the conference with 56 points, followed by Horace Loftus of Gainesboro, David Ledbetter of Cookeville, and Marty Pinger of Sparta. So, deep in the season, seven games in, Danny Watson leading the league in scoring. The league consisted of the standings at that point. I'll just give them to you after seven games. It was Sparta on top at 5-1. Gainesboro, second place, tied with Salina at 5-2. After that, it was Monterey at 4-1. Carthage at 2-2. Smithville at 3-3. Cookeville at 3-3. Gordonsville at 0-5. And Livingston at 0-7. So a little bit, some familiar names there, but Thomas, we've got Sparta, Cookeville, Carthage, all those schools in there, a little bit different back then.
Yeah, I don't know that we've had a tougher region than that ever.
No, that's pretty tough. After that one, played McMinnville City, had already played McMinnville Central. They end up having a tie, 18-18, in the eighth game of the year with McMinnville City, and then they have those last two games of the year.
Yeah, they faced Gordonsville and ended up losing them 12-7 in the contest to drop to 5-3-1, and then they rounded out their campaign with a 20-0 shutout at Smith County. Kind of a tough way to close out what was a really good midseason run.
It was. Had those five straight wins, final record 5-4-1 with that tie. And by season end, there were a couple names that came up on the 1963 Nashville Banner All-Mid-State list. And those included some two honorable mention players, and that was Herschel Lacey and Benny Davis getting named an honorable mention. And, of course, Danny Watson had that strong year, a bona fide second-team Nashville Banner All-Mid-State player. And, Thomas, that was a pretty big deal back then.
Oh, it was huge. Like you said, all classifications at the time, and there weren't, a whole lot of accolades given out. So you had to be somebody to get on that.
Yeah, that was a pretty big deal. Football queen from 1963, Diane Napier, and a host of cheerleaders back in 63, Nettie Mae Anderson, Elizabeth Renault, Judy Burnett, Wanda Napier, Laura Arms, Wanda Poindexter, Carolyn Masters, and Sandra King. And just another great year for the Dogs back in 63.
Yeah, I think so. And again, you take them and put them in modern-day football, they may be undefeated.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? I know one thing. I will say, guaranteed they were tougher back in those days.
No doubt.
Folks, it's been our pleasure to briefly discuss the 1963 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 60th anniversary. This has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Up next on the Clark West pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County, traveling up the mountain to Monterey, where the 1-2 Dogs will look to win their second straight game against the 2-1 Wildcats. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior wideout Andrew Smith for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
Always my pleasure.
Andrew, good to have you with us, too.
Good to be here.
Coach, your team got its first win last week. How big was that?
It's big. You know, it's real big to have these kids go. They work hard every day, come out to practice, and to have something and be rewarded for it, I think it's huge. You know, we saw a lot of good things and a lot of things come into place, and we're getting better each week, and that's huge for them to get that win and just have that under their belt, get that monkey off their back.
Andrew, what was the player perspective on finally breaking through with a victory? How did it make you and your teammates feel?
It made us feel amazing, especially, you know, finally getting to the locker room after a big win, ringing that bell at the end of the game. It just felt amazing.
And it was a rivalry game. Coach, came out and took care of business.
Yeah, we came out focused, and we talked about that before the game, you know, to start from the opening kickoff, and we did, and we put it all together finally, and it all worked out.
And like you say, it all came together, all three facets of the game. What was that a product of?
You know, just they prepared. You know, they prepared all week long, had a great week of practice, and you know, it all paid off at the end. And you know, these kids work hard every day. I mean, I can't say that enough. They come out sweltering heat, you know, and they come out and they work their tails off. And, you know, I'm just tickled for them to get their chance, to get that opportunity to do what they did and come out with a big win.
And the offense really got going. We've talked about this defense, how they kind of kept us in it all season long. But multiple guys finding the end zone after a slow start, how important was that for your attack to start clicking?
Well, it's huge. You know, we had some, Waylon Cherry and Weston and Andrew and these guys catching the ball. Nolan, these guys catching the ball and making some plays for us. And, you know, Aiden Soto ran the ball really well. Leighton Brown got in the end zone. I mean, you had a lot of people stepping up. And Nate, you know, Nate looked really good, really poised back there in the pocket. Did exactly what he's supposed to do. And, you know, we're getting better up front. We've not had the same lineup for 3 weeks in a row, and it's going to be 4 weeks, you know. But, you know, it's hard sometimes to mesh together when you don't have the same lineup each week. And, you know, but they're doing a great job of trying to get that continuity together, and we'll get there.
And this guy sitting beside you mentioned it. I know he's new to this, Coach, but it seems like he's picked it up pretty quick. What does Andrew Smith add to this team?
He's extremely athletic. I was so excited to see him in the weight room that first day to work out to play for this game with us. And I knew he could help us with his athletic ability. It's new to him. I don't think he's ever played before. So, you know, just learning things. And you see he learns every day. And I know when he gets on the field, it's 100 miles an hour. I mean, he's going as hard as he can go and doing everything he can do to make this team better. He's a complete team player. He gives it all he's got, and I love it, and I love him being here.
And Andrew, you got in on the scoring action, like Coach said, with your first career touchdown. How'd that feel? And take us through that play.
Well, it felt great. I mean, a lot of the glory got taken away from the play before that. About a few plays before that, I dropped a wide open one right in the end zone.
Right.
But as soon as I caught it, I looked at my feet, made sure I was in the end zone. I don't think a bunch of people knew that I was in the end zone, because I didn't hear anything happen until like 5 seconds after I scored. And
I
then
think
it just
the
hit me.
Official had a little delay on that one, best I remember as far as making the call.
Yeah, but I mean, just all my teammates having me up and talking to my coaches and stuff, it just felt amazing. I've never felt that before.
And I know you played basketball all your life and love that competition. Is that what drew you to play football, or was it something else, Andrew?
Well, I mean, I've always played basketball since I was a little kid. I just never really thought about playing football, but this past season, and you know, all my buddies play football. Every single one of my friends are football players. So I just finally, it looked so fun to me, and I finally just got out here and made up and started to play, and I've started to like it a lot.
And being a part of this Bulldog football team, is it what you expected to be, and how do you like it so far?
I love it so far. I mean, the energy, my teammates, feels like we're a family everywhere we go, and it's just been an amazing time. It's sport. Sport was kind of off and on. I didn't really know if I liked it or not, but it's finally hit me. I love it.
Good deal. Coach Andrew's part of a big senior group you have. I assume he fits right in with that bunch and the way they lead this team.
Absolutely. He, you know, from day one, you know, he's just right in there with all those kids. They all do things together. They leave here. They go do things together. And that's part of being this family. There's nothing like football. You know, there's nothing like the camaraderie that we have as a group and as a family. You can only get that in football. You can play basketball, you can play golf, you can play tennis, whatever. There's nothing like it is in football. And he come right in and fit right in with the guys and has done everything we've asked him to do. You know, you can't ask for a better teammate than Andrew Smith.
You're going to need all that senior group and the entire team come Friday night as you head up the mountain to Monterey. Coach, what challenges do the Wildcats pose?
They're big. They're big and very physical. You know, they're not going to try to finesse us and throw the ball on us very much. They're going to line up and they're going to try to play smash-mouth football. And got a big quarterback, a couple of good running backs back there, and big offensive linemen. And defensively, they fly to the ball. There's 11 people getting to the ball. Coach Hughes has done a phenomenal job. And you know, if we come out and play, you know, we'll have a shot. If we don't come out and play like we've been playing, it could be ugly.
And, Andrew, besides that, this is an old rivalry game. Has Coach and your teammates filled you in on the importance of this one?
No, not really. What's happening?
Well, this is Monterey is the most played opponent for Clay County. And the last two games we played them, we've lost in overtime. So this one means a little bit more.
All right.
Coach, you're going to have to get him up to speed.
I didn't go back on history. We look at the future. We don't look at the past much.
Good answer. Good answer. Coach, you get it from me every time before we wrap this thing up. Give me one key. What does your team have to do to take down Monterey tonight?
I think the biggest thing we got to do is we can't miss tackles. Watch a lot of film on these guys and they break a lot of tackles, big, strong kids. When we have the opportunity, we need to swarm to the ball, make sure we put them on the ground and stop their momentum. Because they, you know, like I said, at least when they played East Robertson last week, you know, they did a great job of breaking tackles and keeping themselves in the game. And they controlled the game. So we got to do the best we can do, get out there, swarm to the ball, and control the ball.
Andrew, are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good deal. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, as always.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate you.
Good luck tonight, guys.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb. Brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it is time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Take it away, John.
Here we go, Daniel. How they fared is our weekly recap of the Dogs' opponents this season. Week one opponent, York,
had a bye last week. So tonight they travel to Bledsoe County.
It's going to be a good game, I think.
Yeah, they're familiar with each other. York's a little stronger, I believe.
Lake County Dogs' week two opponent is Westmoreland. Last week they bested White House Heritage 35-14. Tonight they head to Jackson County.
Coach opts us in for another rough night, I'd say. Folks, we're going to go to break here. They're going to play the anthem. We'll be right back to continue how they fired.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, going to continue how they fired.
All right, here we go. Clay County's week three opponent, Jackson County. Like I said just a second ago, they're hosting Westmoreland.
Yeah.
Of course, we beat them 47-7 last week. Week four opponent, of course, is Monterey tonight. Last week, they stood tough but lost to East Robertson 7-20. Tonight, of course, Coach Lamb has the dogs chomping at the bit to get this matchup started.
That showing against East Rob last week kind of told me that Monterey's pretty solid football team. Pretty solid.
I agree.
Week five, we'll play Portland High School. Last week, they lost to Davidson Academy 14-35. Tonight, they go on the road to Beach Senior High.
Big schools.
Week six is our Kentucky game. Monroe County, they're now 1-2 after last week they lost to Glasgow, 28-0. And tonight they host Barron County, Kentucky.
I'd say another tough night probably for the Falcons.
Joe Burns is who we play week seven. Last week they went to Whitwell and lost 8-35. And tonight they host Gordonsville.
Might find out a little bit there. Definitely will find out where they stand against each other. Still don't know how good Gordonsville is or is not, you know.
Not really.
Red Bull and Springs beat Pickett County last week, 46-0. Tonight they got Mount Juliet Christian Academy coming into town.
Probably another win for the Red Dogs, maybe.
Could be. Mount Juliet's one of those weird ones. You know,
yeah.
We ran into them a few years ago, and they were a stellar opponent and, you know, beat us. But now they've decided they don't care about football again, and they've let it go. Private schools kind of can do that. If they decide they want to be good again, by next year, they'll be good.
Right.
Week nine, we take on Trousdale County. They're 1-2 after they were defeated by Gordonsville 0-14. And tonight, the Jackets will stay in Hartsville and try to get a win against Republic.
I'd say they'll accomplish that.
Probably. That, you know, one-time region foe of the Dogs, that Republic was a charter school down in Nashville. And we kind of thought maybe they were going to be the next big thing, but they never had developed into it.
Of course, our Week 10 opponent, which was Thursday, now it's back moved back to Friday. We played Gordonsville last game of the season. They're currently 1-2. After they got a win last week against Trousdale, like I mentioned. Tonight, they're traveling to Cedar Hill to face Joe Burns.
Yeah, Daniel mentioned that earlier. You know, could get a kind of a take on what this region is going to stack up to be.
I look for Joe Burns. You know, they may not win. I think they perform well. They play good at home. It's a tough place to go play.
Clay County opponents' combined record at this point is 14-15. Pretty even. Time for Coach Edwards' pick'em challenge, where he chooses the games and also gets to predict them.
What's our current standings?
Current standings at this point, Daniel, has three of us tied at the top with 7-5 record. That's everybody except Thomas.
Does that mean he's in last?
It does.
Okay.
He's
I thought that was four.
He's six and six, just one game out. This week's games. First game up, York at Bledsoe.
I'm going to take the Dragons.
I'm with you, Daniel. You know, I think it might be a little closer than it may look on paper, but I think York comes out on top.
Coach Edwards here in front of us holds up a sign that says Derwin Wright, the head coach of the Dragons. He likes York. What about you, John?
I have to pick him, too. I just expect him to beat Bledsoe County.
Yeah.
So that's everybody on York Dragons. The next game is that Mount Juliet Christian at Red Bull and Springs.
I'll proudly take the Red Dogs. Now, if Thomas holds true to prior statements, he says things like never pick the Red Dogs. We'll see what he does. I like Red Bull at home.
Sounds kind of how I feel about Cumberland County. But,
I broke that tradition already once this year, I think, with the Sunbright game. But I'm not doing it tonight. No way Red Bull wins.
Coach Edwards joining you. He likes the Saints.
Oh,
I'm Jimmy Christian on the road.
All right.
I'll take the Red Dogs. The third game is South Pittsburgh at Sequatchie County. Both these teams are 3-0 right now. Coach is holding up his sign. He's taking the Pirates. Hard, he said.
It didn't say Pirates. It had a skull and crossbones. I like that.
I love it. He's got a good torso here. I wish everybody could see him.
I think this is the first challenge for South Pittsburghers, no doubt about it. Sequatchie County, and they're hosting the game. But I'm a coach. Got to go Pirates.
Yeah, this is one of those that I'd like to pick Sequatchie, but I can't do it.
They're at home.
I know it. I can't go for the Dunlappers. Going to have to go South Pitt.
All right, the last one we're going to pick. Looks like a pretty tough matchup. It's Smith County at Macon County. Smith County's 3-0, but they're going on the road.
Macon's tough this year. Their only loss, I think, coming, of course, whoever it was last week. Big game that we picked.
Upperman.
I like the Smith County Hootenails. That's a two-way school against a 4A school, I think. But I think Smith County on the road, they're tougher than the Tigers.
Making somebody usually go against, but I'm going with them. They're at home. They got beat at home last week, I think. I'm going with the Tigers, as is coach, which he says meow.
Daniel, we've teamed up on several, I think, tonight.
We'll live together or die together, I guess.
This has been How They Fared by Farm Bureau, brought to you by Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance.
Going to go right ahead.
Just under five minutes left on the clock.
We're going to go right ahead on this CarQuest pregame show and transition into the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game. Boy, ask Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can win this tough non-region game tonight. This is one we've been waiting on. Thomas hadn't played them since 2020. They've got a three-game series win streak against us. Time to get that monkey off our back after this two-year hiatus. Let's start with Coach Maynard in the offense.
Now, Daniel, last week we saw what this offense is capable of. I love the way Coach Maynard found a way to get guys involved. And tonight we're going to need more of the same. Well, I think Monterey's got the edge when it comes to size and physicality. I think we have the edge when it comes to athleticism, especially offensively. So I think getting the ball out in space to the playmakers is going to be key. Speed kills, Daniel. And I think the Dogs need to use that to their advantage tonight.
There you go. I think so, too. What about Coach Dickerson and that defense?
Well, Coach Dickerson Union, they're going to face a challenge they haven't seen yet tonight against this old-school ball control, power run game of Monterey. I think you'll see a little more meat up front from Clay County and some different looks from Coach D to try to counteract that. But this is one of those attacks you're not going to stop completely. Wildcats are going to get theirs. But I do think it could come down to a few key downs, and that's when the Dogs have to win and get Monterey off the field when they have an opportunity. So, when they can stop them on third and fourth downs and get them off the field, that could be real huge in this contest, I think.
I think you're spot on. What about an overall key for Coach Lamb and this team to go to 2-2?
I think putting points on the board early would be huge for this one and for Clay County in this one. That's the first step to shutting down this ball control offense. Make them play from behind, have to do things they're not comfortable doing. Because let me tell you, they're comfortable lining up and trying to run it down your throat, Daniel. But if the Dogs can get them playing from behind and out of their comfort zone, I think they got a shot here tonight. And I think a big play early might do just that for Clay County. I haven't really seen a true explosive from the Dogs yet, in my opinion. Tonight they need one. And I think tonight's the night for it to happen, leading to what you would have to consider an epic upset here on the mound.
Yeah, I think that's all you could consider. That's been the Keys to the Game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Monterey skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently 68 degrees. It'll be 67 at the high, 66 by the end of the game. 85% humidity. No precipitation is falling today and only a 4% chance throughout the contest. There is a 3-mile-per-hour wind out of the north. This has been the Weather Report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Well, yes, John, for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. John, make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
I'll do my best, Daniel. Thought a lot about this game and what might happen. I think what I came down to is poise. I want to see if the Dogs can maintain that poise when times get tough tonight. You know, I think you got another pretty tough opponent like we've seen all year. And there's probably going to be a time when there's some adversity.
Yeah.
And I want to see how this team responds to that, I guess.
Hey, that's a good one. I think so. Definitely will come a time where we can self-destruct or stay the course, have that poise, and get through the contest. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and announce the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Starters up front on the offensive line tonight. Left tackle, a freshman, Rowan Hallway. Left guard, senior, Parker Smith. Center, senior, Austin Anderson. Right guard, a sophomore, Colton Brown. Right tackle, a senior, White Browning. The receivers, senior Weston Birdwell and sophomore Nolan Adams. Tight end, a sophomore Reese Adams. Running back, a junior Aiden Soto. And the quarterback, a junior Nate Adams. Defense, nose guard, Junior Hayden Adams. Tackles, senior Parker Smith and junior Nate Mayberry. Inside backers, junior Worm Smith and sophomore Reese Adams. Outside backers, senior Ben Maxfield and junior Aiden Soto. Cornerbacks, junior Nate Adams and sophomore Cole Leeds. The safeties, a senior Weston Burville and a sophomore Nolan Adams. This has been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is time for football in Monterey, Tennessee. The Wildcats are going to be receiving the opening kickoff there. The home team tonight wear white helmets, black jerseys with purple numerals on them, black pants. Clay County on the road. They'll be kicking off from right to left. Sophomore Reese Adams is going to do that. Clay County with their white home jerseys, or white travel jerseys, rather. Black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. White helmets, white pants.
Pretty impressed by the crowd that's come from Clay County up here, Daniel. We're sitting right in the middle of the stadium with all the Wildcat fans on our right and Bulldog Nation to our left. No better place to be right here for this one.
Hey, as we said in the intro, we've played this team more than any other. A lot of hatred between these programs, and here Adams puts his foot to it. This one's underway. It's fielded at the 22-yard line. Wildcats up the field on the sideline. Here we go. Going to be drugged down by Waylon Cherry. Is that 20 or 28? That's 28.
Worm.
Soto? No.
Worm.
Worm. Hey, I forget the number change. Worm Smith recording the stop, and there you saw the dangerous ability of the Wildcats, who's number 11, Aiden Reagan, with a nice return, sits Monterey up near the 50-yard line. Ball's going to be placed here, Tom, at the Monterey 44, 54 yards away from the dog end zone.
Yeah, the worst thing about that play, we saw Ben Maxfield going off with a leg injury, it looks like, Daniel, on that play. He's over kind of writhing on the far sideline.
Monterey quarterback in the gun, handoff to a back. He's on the right side. Good dog defense.
So
Wildcat falls forward there, picking up a few more. Ball carrier for the Wildcats.
Cole Bowman on the carry.
Cole Bowman. Number 9. I've got him listed as Gavin Bowman. I guess Cole is his name instead. Quarterback's number 10, Colin Fowler, a junior. Fowler in the gun, running back at either hip, two wide left, one to the right. Shotgun snap comes, handoff again to the back around left side. Number 8 on the carry, Jalen Rigdon. Stops short of the line to gain, going to be third and around 4 with the ball placed on the 50-yard line. It's a 3rd and 4, Tom.
Yeah, this is a recipe for the Wildcats right here. You know, 4 yards in a cloud of dust. This is where Clay County has to win. 3rd down and medium here at midfield. We need to get them off the field right here, Dan.
11 minutes and ticking. Opening quarter, 0-0 the score. Wildcats with the first drive of the contest. They work left to right from our vantage point from the top row of the bleachers here at Wildcat Stadium. Fowler in the gun, a back at either hip, two wide right, one left, rolls to the right, looks to pass, releases high, incomplete, turnover on downs, right, a punt attempt likely coming here.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be 4th and 4.
Surprised me to see Monterey go to the air right there, Daniel, on that big 3rd and medium, you know. But you can see Clay County's come to play here tonight, stopped them on the first 2 running plays, held up so far. This is just what you want if you're a Bulldog fan.
Wildcats in punt formation. Nolan Adams has dropped deep to receive. Sets up at his own 15-yard line. Here's the snap. Here's the punt. Nolan going to have a chance, I believe. It hits in front of him. He fields it, does not. Lets it drop. And it's down around the 12-yard line where the Dogs are going to take over. We'll check that official spot. 10:30 on this opening quarter clock as the Dog offense comes out for the first time. 45-year veteran Jimmy Maynard up in the booth tonight. Once again, going to call the plays here for us. We're going to call it the Bulldog 12, where it's sitting 88 yards away from the Wildcat end zone. 1st and 10, Tom. What do you want early here?
I think you're going to see maybe Coach Maynard take a shot early. You know, I'd go to the air right off the bat, gain some confidence for Nate Adams, and get this Bulldog offense rolling.
Dogs break huddle, tied in, and 2 wide to the left. Adams with it, gives off to Soto off right side.
I'll
here he goes.
Two.
1st down and more. Soto opens up with a nice carry. Advances out to around the 22-yard line. Looks like a gain of exactly 10 because the 6 threw move. Nice opening play. Good push by the offensive line and good vision by Soto to find the crease.
Yeah, I saw Roland Holloway really make a good block on that play, Daniel.
just for those listeners who may not know who tuned in late, had difficulty in that connecting audio to video. Audio stream is available at DaleHallHorizon.com/listen. Video feed is available too. Just have to play the audio and video separately. First and 10, Adams in the gun, rolls to his right, has time to throw, releases a couple. Reese Adams, Reese on the sideline, goes out of bounds, and up for another first down. Oh, he stopped at a little short. Kind of a tough angle to call this one from, Thomas, kind of a low level to the field. Not as good a vantage point as we have in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth at home. Ball is advanced up to the Clay County 31, where it's going to be second one. Nice hookup there between the cousins. Good chemistry, John.
Yep. Nate, I like
gonna
to see those completions.
Oh, yeah. Nate going to be in the gun. Soto at his left hip. Tied in and two wide to the right. Give off to Soto. He's hitting the back foot. Breaks the tackle. Keeps his feet. Gets north and south off left side. Gets enough for the first down. Advancing up to the Bulldog 41-yard line. Hopefully we regained internet there. First down for the Dogs, setting at the 41-yard line. Adams in the gun. Two wide to the right. Now motion from a back left to right. Bellies up to Soto, gives to him. Soto off right side, reverses field, hit at the line, keeps his feet, now brought down. Good effort by Soto. Ends up picking up a few from sheer effort alone. We had lost connection. Now we're linked back. Yeah, linked back to me. Should be good now. Second eight now after a pickup of two by Soto there on first down. Fifth play of this dog drive coming.
Leave it to Coach Maynard to do just exactly what you're not expecting, Daniel. I expected to see Adams come out and start clicking it off through the air. Aiden Soto, back-to-back carries, a positive yardage, 2 for 10 already tonight. So
play action.
Great call.
Play action pass, and Adams releases, hooks up with his brother Nolan for another first down. This is as good of an offensive output in a methodical drive as we've seen thus far. Now, we took over at the 12. We've only drove to midfield. Still 49 yards to go for this drive to have points, but so far so good. 8:08 and ticking first quarter. Scoreless ball game. Monterey had it, went three and out. Clay County now with it, fixing a snap on the sixth play of their drive from the Wildcat 49-yard line. Weston Murdable, Reese Adams, and Waylon Cherry all split wide left. We see Reese Adams split out in the slot tonight. A new look here. Option play, left side. Pitch to Nolan Adams. Nolan across the 45.
Yes, sir.
And brought down to the 43. A new wrinkle out of this offense. We've yet to see that formation or that play.
I like it. It gets Nolan some momentum going towards the yard line.
It does. It gives Nate the option to keep the ball himself if the defense allows. Pick up a six, we'll call it. Ball set now at the 42-yard line. Actually, pick up a seven because we said it started at the 49, Thomas. Second and three. Dogs break huddle. Ball's on the left hash of the field near side to us. Birdwell, Nolan Adams, and Reese Adams to the left, and a trace at another tight end right. Give to Soto. He's off right side. Gets the first down. A nice run by Soto. And the Monterey defense has no answer for this black and gold offense. Let it roll, baby.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the play calling, the execution. This Clay County offense is clicking like we haven't seen it. We haven't seen the run, the mix of the run and the pass working this well all year long. We just got to get the payoff right here.
Four first downs on this drive already. Eighth play of it coming. Ball at the Wildcat 38-yard line. Birdwood and Cherry split right. Reese Adams and Nolan Adams left. Soto at the right hip and eight. Here's the snap. Rowan Wright's Nate. He releases. He's going to be caught by Weston. Weston has it. Going to be brought down just short of the sticks, I believe. Should set up second and one if my vision's correct.
Everybody likes a good 9-yard gain on first down.
Yeah, every offensive coordinator at every level in the country. Playbook is open here, and it is a first down. Give it a gain of 10. Another first down. Ninth play of this dog drive coming with the ball setting at the Wildcat 28. First and 10. Waylon Cherry checks out. Worm Smith checks in. If we go three wide, Cherry's in. If we go two tight, Smith's in. Tight end right and left. Two wide to the left. Adams in the gun. Bellies up to Soto. Gives it to him. Soto into the line. Knocks down a man. Keeps his feet. Squirts to the left. Picks up a couple. Soto looking very physical tonight, Thomas.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I think we've seen him get better every game, Daniel. You know, he had some success last week, broke for a 30-yard touchdown or so, and you can see the confidence just building as he takes about his sixth handoff, I think, on the night.
Pick up a two for him on that one. Make it second and eight. Ball resting at the Wildcat 26-yard line. Dogs break huddle. 5:25 and ticking. Opening quarter. Dogs driving right to left from our vantage point. No score yet in this contest. Nate in the gun. Fake to Soto. Keeper by Nate. Left side. Tries to get the edge. Does. Turns north and south. Got a holding call going to come out. Clay County going to get pushed back on this one. First flaw of the drive. 10-yard penalty being assessed right now. Happened around the line of scrimmage, perhaps a couple yards behind the line. Balls retreated. Balls retreated down to the Wildcat 36-yard line. Where it's second, looks like the line to gain is the 18. So second and 18, Tom. No one breaks left. Ball at the 36. Nate in the gun. Rolls right. Releases. Has receiver. Weston Burble with it. Picks back up the lost penalty yardage. Advancing back up.
Adams has a clear idea of where he wants to go with the ball.
Sure.
Confidence is pretty high right now.
Ball now at the 26. Pick up of 10. Puts us in a third and 8. Regain that holding penalty. 11th play of the dog drive coming. Dogs break huddle. Birdwell and Cherry split left. Reese Adams tight end right. Nolan Adams plays a tight wing to the right. Soto at the left heel. Here's the snap. Nate Rose left. Plenty of time. Good blocking up front. Releases deep corner round. A little wide of the mark. Incomplete. It'll be 4th and 8 now.
Yeah, two hands on the back of that receiver right there. Just couldn't get the call.
Some of the Bulldog faithful agree with that assessment, Thomas. Weren't pleased with the no call there. 4th and 8. Ball at the Wildcat 26. I'm looking for something similar. Roll yeah. 8 to the left side of the field. Perhaps a chance to run if it presents itself. Layer some receivers in the route. Multiple choices.
Yeah, Adams was 4 for 4. But prior to that incompletion, he's really on target. Was during the last contest, and he's come out tonight the same way.
Here's the snap. Nate to throw. Has time. Looks up. Releases it for Soto. He catches. Going to be brought down short, though. A good defensive play. That's the quarterback from Monterey, number 10, Colin Fowler, who stops the dog drive. Highly promising drive for Clay County there. The 12 play Bratty does not come away with points, though.
Yeah, and you got to go back to the penalty. The holding call kind of stopped momentum for Clay County as they turn it over on downs. Again, needed to capitalize early in this ball game to kind of get Monterey out of their game. Let's see if this Clay County defense can hold again.
Monterey taking over their own 24-yard line, their second possession. Fowler in the gun, running back at the left hip, hand off to him. He's into the line. Going to be hit by a couple dogs and keeps his feet moving for yardage. Primary stopper on the play is being helped up, and that's number 71, Parker Smith, on the stop. Nice carry by Eli Hood. Now, the roster I have doesn't coincide necessarily with what I hear the PA announcer saying. All we can do is go by the roster we have. That'll keep us straight at least here. Second one after a gain of 9, ball sitting at the Monterey 32. Fowler in the gun, two wide left, along with the wing back. Here's the snap, handoff again to the back, gets back to the line of scrimmage, gets enough for the first. Worm Smith on the stop. But the chains do move in the third play of this Wildcat drive coming.
Brought down by number 28, Worm Smith.
as we've said several times, Monterey, the winner of the last three games in this series, have not had a contest in the last two seasons, 2020. The last time they met, the last two games, overtime losses for Clay County. First and 10, ball at the Wildcat 36. Fowler in the gun, gets off to Rigdon again. He's brought down. Who made the stop, Tom?
First contact right up the middle. That was Reese Adams. Daniel, he had help, of course, but Adams doing a good job at middle linebacker, as he's done all season long.
He caught our eye up our debut game of the season at York, and he's played well ever since. Just been all over the place, as well as his brother Hayden playing that nose guard position. Second and eight now. After a gain of two, ball at the Wildcat 38, fourth play of this Monterey drive coming. Fowler in the gun, three wide right, one to the left, running back to the right hip. Here's the snap, rolls right, looks to pass. This Fowler drops the ball, picks it back up, decides to run now under a lot of pressure. Gets back to the line. Parker Smith going to bring him down, joined in by Hayden Adams. Another dog also involved, and that was Reese Adams. Hayden, Reese, and Parker all converge in there. Smith, the primary stopper, though. We'll call it no gain on the play. Third and eight now still. Big play here.
Can't say enough about the start from really this entire team. You know, the offense stalled out before they could get in the end zone, but this defense is really holding up well early, Daniel.
As all year, they've looked good. Quarterback Colin Fowler in the gun, the junior signal caller. Two wideouts to either side. Whistles blow. Now timeout going to be taken by Monterey and Coach Hughes. 1:28 left in this opening quarter. 0-0 the score.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
Back here live, third and eight play for the Wildcats. Two wide left, two wide right. Fowler in the gun, running back at his left hip. Passing down, more than likely. Fowler with it. Sets up a screen pass. Middle screen is caught. Going to be stopped.
No!
Going to get the first down, I believe. A great second effort by the Wildcats.
It's close, Daniel. It's close, I'm telling you. They had to get about
Worm Smith
2 feet across
short,
the 45,
baby.
And I think he's short.
Turnover on downs. Oh, I thought that was four. Fourth and one. I think Monterey will go, don't you?
I think they will, Daniel, especially right here at midfield. But a great play by Worm Smith right there to get this to stop. Just shy. We're fourth and what? Two feet?
More than a foot, we'll call it. Ball at the Wildcat 45. Wildcats rolling the dice. Big play here. Going to be tough to stop them from getting around 12 inches is all they need. Fowler in the gun, though, already 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Quarterback keeper, can we stop it?
I guess so.
Come on, baby.
Oh.
The dog, baby. Oh, what a push. I think initial push, they're going to get the first. Turned into a fan there for a minute. Thought we had them stop, Thomas, but the drive continues for the Wildcats. And that's what you get with Monterey, a good physical football team.
Yeah, progress stopped for a pretty good minute there, Daniel, until they got the push and got rolling. Just no whistles blown by the officials.
Credit the dog defense with making the Wildcats work, though. First and 10 now for Monterey. Fresh set of downs, 3 yards from midfield at the 47. 5 seconds left in this first quarter. They get one more play in. Fowler with it, three wide right. Tuttle screen set up. It's caught. It's going to be hit and brought down. Worm Smith on the stop. First quarter has ended. We knew it would be a tight, hard-fought contest. That's exactly what's shaping up here tonight in Monterey. Clay County, none. Monterey, none at the end of one.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County and Monterey are scoreless here heading into the second quarter. Here's your Bulldog stat summary. Brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County has had one drive that resulted in a turnover on downs, but quarterback Nate Adams is 5-for-6 for 39 yards so far, and Aiden Soto having a good night. He's got 5 carries for 28 yards already. And then the junior, Worm Smith, leading the way on defense with 4 tackles here in the first quarter. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Nice defensive play by the Dogs. Worm Smith again on the stomp. Chalk it up as a tackle of a loss, Thomas. Loss of 1 for the Wildcats. They are retreated back into their side of the field by 1 yard at the 49. Ninth play of this Wildcat drive coming. My kind of football game here, Thomas. Essentially, both teams had one crack at it during the first quarter, and this clock chewed up. Of course, Monterey went 3 and out with their initial possession. Clay County had a 12-play drive, did not get points from it. Now Monterey on their second try in the midst of what's now a 9-play drive. Fowler in the gun, 3rd and 8. Got to watch for the pass here. 2 wide to the right. Wing back that way as well. Fowler rolls that way. Releases downfield. Broken up. Incomplete. Nearly intercepted. And that had to be Nate Adams.
You know who. That's vintage Nate Adams is what that is. Just kind of baiting, waiting for the pick, Daniel. And he almost had it. And would have been a pick six if he could have got it. What a play.
I'll stick to it all day long. Adams, the best DB in the area.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Monterey going to have to bring up the punt team here. They converted a 4th down. A few moments ago, but it was a lot more favorable. It was 4th and 1 foot. Now it's 4th and 8 yards. And Nolan Adams is going to retreat back to his own 15, waiting on the punt. Here it is, a wobbly kick off the right side of the punter's foot. Adams is going to pick it up at the 20. Here he comes. Going to get a few yards before he's brought down. Sets Clay County up at the 22 with a 78-yard field in front of him. 10:57 on this second quarter clock. Scoreless ball game, 0-0. Dogs taking over for the second time offensively. John, what's your thoughts so far on this one?
I think Clay County's offense is clicking good right now. I'd like to see them get it into the end zone. But I say just keep it rolling. Defense playing well, too.
Yeah, I tell you, you can't ask for anything else. Two possessions where the Clay County defense has got Monterey off the field. And Clay County taking over for their second possession. This is a slugfest so far.
Jet sweep to Nolan Adams. Nolan around right side. Gets to the line of scrimmage and a few more before he's brought down. Well defended by Monterey. Nolan taking what they gave him, though. And has a nice little game. Advancing up to the 27, so pick up a 5. Keeping in front of the sticks here at 2nd and 5. And that's been the difference. You mentioned it earlier, John. Clay County has done a good job on 1st and 2nd down to set up 2nd and short or 3rd and short, staying in front of the sticks.
Yeah, need a good gain on this play to have an easier 3rd down.
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps even the first here.
And besides that, you know, they were clicking it off on that first drive, 1st down after 1st down in chunks. So.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 first downs on that opening drive. Adams in the gun, 2nd and 5. Hand off to Soto. Soto with another nice run. Here he goes, 35, 40, 45, midfield. 45, 40, he's going to do it, folks. 30, 20, Aiden Soto to the 10, the 5, and into no. They brought him down to the 1 yard line. A near touchdown, Aiden Soto. Credit the Wildcats with good hustle getting down the field. Soto got a big chunk. But there's 3 feet remaining. First and goal with the 1.
What a run, too, Daniel. Broke a tackle in the backfield, cut it up the middle, made 2 moves, and then just put his head down and turned on the burners.
Aiden
Soto, impressive here tonight already.
9:45 and ticking. Ball at the 1 yard line. Scoreless ball game. That fixing the change, we hope. Weston Burble splits left along with Nolan Adams and Waylon Cherry. Reese Adams also tied in that side. We're loaded heavy to the left. Nate Adams with it. Rolls left. Gives to Soto. Noah play action. Keeper Adams with it. Does he cross the plane? Yeah! Craig County touchdown. Touchdown Bulldogs. Touchdown Nate Adams. Had everybody going towards Soto there. Adams goes the other way for the six.
We call it ball handling. A great fake by Nate Adams right there. Loaded his shoulder and got into the end zone. Just what the doctor ordered for Clay County. They strike first in this one, Daniel.
6-9, timeout taken by Clay. We'll play one at and come back and see whether we kick for one or run a two-point play.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon. And
back
let's
live.
Go,
Bulldogs! Presented tonight by Clay Power Sports. 9:23 marks second quarter. Dogs up 6-9. Extra point attempt coming. Reese Adams going to kick. He was 5 of 7 last week. Very promising there. Nate Adams going to hold. Ben Maxfield, I believe, the long snapper. Snap. Set. Kicks away. Looks good from here. The signal is good. Clay County leads it 7-9 against the Monterey Wildcats. 9:23 mark second quarter.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County now leads Monterey 7-0 with 9:23 left here in the second quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 78-yard drive, and they did it on 3 plays in 1 minute and 34 seconds. It was all about Aiden Soto. He had a 72-yard dash almost to the end zone. He got drugged down at the 1 yard line. Nate Adams punched it in from 1 yard out, and Clay County went up by 1 score. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Dogs kick off. Senior Logan Jennings puts his foot to it. Little pooch kick. Going to be fielded by a Wildcat around the 35-yard line. Here comes the Monterey player with it. Going to be brought down around the 45. Primary tackler on the play was Leighton Brown. Nice job on the coverage by the senior. So Monterey takes back over. This will be their third possession of the contest. 9:16 mark here in the second quarter. Dogs with that 7-9 lead. Monterey takes over at their own 45-yard line, 55 yards from points.
This is a long way.
Change of formation here.
Long way from over, but again, I'm really impressed with this Clay County Bulldog football team so far tonight.
Monterey goes with their heavy set. Fowler in the shotgun. All other 10 players up front. Coach Dickerson's prepared for this, and his defense responds. Whistles blow. Coach, I am mad that some of the Monterey players continue to push the pile after whistles are blowing. If it continues much, it'll turn into a foul.
Nolan Adams coming up from his safety position to clean that one up, Daniel.
Only a gain of one on the scrum play by Monterey sitting up second nine. And that is the thing this dog coaching staff was worried about, that style offense, this formation. If you're watching the video feed, I know there's not sound on it, but you see Fowler in the gun, all other 10 players in the tight bunch. And here it comes again off left side. Cuts, gets yardage. Going to be brought down by Weston Birdwell, but only after he fits the field. And that's the dangerous part when they bunch everything together. If they're that's Bowman, not Fowler. But if they're able to get past the first level of defenders, not a whole lot of guys back there. So a big first down on second nine for Monterey. Ball now set to the Clay County 39. Monterey going to stay in this huddle. Bowman is actually the quote-unquote quarterback in this set. He's the one receiving these Wildcat snaps. Bowman again into the heart of the line off the right side now. Picking up yardage as he goes. Got a hole downfield that's not called. Parker Smith was tackled by a Monterey player. Last I checked, if you were grabbed by an offensive lineman and taken to the ground, that's probably a hold. Must have been a clean play, though.
It is. It's going to bring up second and short here for Monterey. As they're starting to threaten, Daniel.
Fowler at the sideline getting the play call from Scott Hughes. Second and three. Monterey threatening, as Thomas just said, at the Clay County 32. This is what we expected to get. We'll take the spread all day.
That's
three
right.
Wide to the right, one to the left. Get back to that. This is the concern, this set right here. Clay County did a nice job on the first play. We need to come back to that. Nice job again on that one. Second three yields nothing. Maybe a loss of yards.
Reese Adams in there for the first contact. He had help from Weston Birdwell. And also Austin Anderson. Is that who you said 60 is?
Austin Anderson.
Okay.
Whenever Coach Dickerson told me earlier today, when he goes heavy, he'll bring in Anderson and Rowan Holloway onto that front. Going to run some 6-2 tonight, maybe some true 3-3 stack. It looks like a 5-3, just three-man coverage. Because what's the point of having more than three DBs when you've got 10, 11 guys all in the box for Monterey? Keeper again off right side. First down and more. Could be a touchdown, and it is. Monterey going to strike for 7, or actually for 6. Touchdown by Jalen Rigdon. And as I said before, Thomas, here's the thing. You know, 10 guys can do a good job defending it.
Right.
You get one guy that's kicked down or kicked out, whatever the scheme is offensively, and have that one crease, well, it pops it wide open because everybody's up at the line of scrimmage. And that's just
If you get past the first level, Daniel, there's nobody there to stop you.
They've done it for a while up here, and are good at it. Low kick,
and
it is good. We're tied up, 7-7. 6:24 mark, second quarter. This thing's getting heated.
You score. The Monterey Wildcats 7, Clay County Bulldogs 7.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, a lot of drama on this kick return. Nolan Adams fielded it at the 6, came up with a nice 35 or so yard return. We're going to have to determine who's got the ball. It looks like Clay County, a fumble was down. The Wildcat faithful hate the call. They thought it was purple ball.
Yeah, Leighton Brown, the senior, getting in there. getting covered up, Daniel. That was a battle for the ball.
We said in our opener this would be a all-out Friday night fight, nothing but a brawl, and that's what it's turning into. Third offensive possession for Clay County here, 6:09 on this second quarter clock as they take over. We're knotted up 7-7. We mentioned earlier in history, 7 of the last 14 games between these teams have been decided by one possession or less. I expect no less tonight. Clay County with it, going to take over at their own 35-yard line, 65 yards away from points. Adams with it, rolls right. Nate has time.
Got a man.
Up front, goes deep, has a man. It's Nolan. Nolan with a catch. Going to be brought down at the 25. A thing of beauty. Perfect pass, perfect catch, perfect blocking, perfect play call by Jimmy Maynard.
Yeah, it was. And it all started, like you said, with that offensive line. Nolan, Nate, what we got?
A penalty.
They're calling it. They're calling illegal motion on offense.
It did look like a receiver approached the line of scrimmage prior to the snap. Maybe that was the one imperfect thing on the play.
Woo, the flag's hidden over here on the sideline, so it had to be thrown by the line judge, just like you say.
Yeah, this side judge over here dropped it.
We got to go back to that play. Still time for Nate Adams. You can't throw it any better right there. Huge play for Clay County. And it's coming back. We are in Monterey, Daniel.
We are, and I'll be honest, I saw it. It was brief. It was momentary. But I did see the receiver approach the line prior to the snap.
What makes it worse is it knocks out a huge play.
Huge. Maybe a bigger one coming here, though. Weston Bird with Nolan Adams split right. Waylon Cherry joins them ball now at the 30-yard line, a 5-yard penalty, 1st and 15. First play of the drive coming. We'll try it again. Tight end flip. Overloaded to the right. Run behind it. Soto with it. Good blocking out front.
Great block.
North and south gets most of the 5 yards back. And you just watch these players going after the whistle, Thomas. These teams don't like one another.
No, they don't, Daniel. And, you know, you can see it from the players right there, too. Nolan Adams out here on the edge getting physical with throwing that block to give Soto, let him get back to the line of scrimmage, really.
5 yard gain there for Soto. Reclaims the lost penalty yardage. 5:28 and ticking. Second quarter, 7-7 ball game. Dogs taking their time here. I've got spoiled by the play clocks back at John Teeples Field. Don't have any in function up here. They've got a couple at either end, but they're not working tonight. Timeout taken by Clay County. He is getting close to the delay. We're going to play one ahead. Come back here. May get in too. Who knows? Tie ball game.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Back here live, 2nd and 10. Nate Adams in the gun. Nolan Adams splits to the left. Cherry the wing to the right. Soto at the left hip. Now Cherry in motion. Jet sweep fake to him. Nate still with it. Releases on the corner out. Hold it. Oh, finally.
Yes.
We've got a pass interference call after Reese Adams was held all the way down the field. And there's no denying that one. The official did not want to throw it, but he couldn't help all the black and gold voices behind him.
Besides the penalty, another great play by both of the Bulldogs right there, Daniel. Great ball, only where Adams could go get it, and another great route. That's how you get penalties. You do stuff right, and those two just did it.
Play originated at the 35-yard line. So a first down for the Dawgs. Technically the third play of this dog drive coming. Ball now spotted directly at midfield at the 50. Yeah, I mean, can't hold a jersey. And a couple times already we've seen Monterey do that. And finally, they've said, hey, guys, you can't do that. So now we're going to see even more separation between these dog receivers and the Wildcat defenders.
Right, and that's the athleticism of Clay County showing out right there. They're having to grab because of the speed of the dogs.
First and 10, Worm Smith flips right to left. Nate with it. Keeper off left side. Got to be hit, brought down, loss of one. That's a curious one. You see him belly up to Soto, and he pulls it, but he follows to the same place Soto's going. I don't know if it's just a built-in extra blocker. Typically, on a read, you might see him go to a different location after the pull.
I think it was just good defense by Monterey. They had it strung out there. You know, you saw Nate kind of hesitate, didn't know which way to go, and that means it was played well by the Wildcats.
Yeah, you're right. Loss of one makes it second 11.
In other words, he didn't have that cutback lane.
Right, and there wasn't nothing anywhere. Two wide to the right, two to the left. Nate the throw, releases, caught by Burble. Knee was down. Gain of 6 yards, though, as it should advance it up to the Monterey 45. Monterey players getting a little extra shot in on Weston there. Just a dirty bunch up here.
Yeah, like we said from the start, no love lost. Even though we haven't played in a few years, Daniel, they haven't forgot.
No, I hadn't either. I hadn't either. Third and five now. Fifth play of this dog drive coming. Probably four down territory here as it sits at the Wildcat 45-yard line. 3:43 and ticking here in this second quarter. 7-7 ball game. Nate Adams in the gun. Birdwell, Noah Adams to the right. Cherry to the left. Targeting Cherry. Deep out. Going to be incomplete. Penalty flag in the backfield. Colton Brown going to be called for holding. I think, I don't know if you accept their decline this, fourth and five or third and 15. I'm assuming third and 15, it'll be accepted.
I think you take the penalty because you know Clay County's going to go for it at this position in the field, Daniel, and that's what they're going to do.
Going to replay that third down. Ball now retreated back into Clay County territory at the 45. 3:30 on this second quarter clock. Monterey playing a 4-2-5 defense, four down linemen up front, two inside backers, five DBs. And I'm sure they've changed that at times. On this third and 15, definitely want that extra coverage.
No doubt. It's Clay County's going to spread it out here with a single back look.
Nate in the gun. Two wide left, tied in, and Nolan Adams to the right. Fake to Nolan. Nate rolls out to the left. Has time. Now under pressure, releases deep downfield. Nobody's going to be home. Incomplete. Weston Bird will knock to the ground. But that was not deemed a penalty by the officials. Third and 15. Going to be a punt now. I typically try to stay kind of non-commental on the officials. I've been hard on them tonight. The true Bulldog fans coming out at me just up here in this big rivalry contest.
It's hard not for it to happen, Daniel. Like I say, this one just means more. You know, it just means a lot. There's been some battles we've talked about, them overtime losses in the last two outings, and you know, it means a lot to these teams on the field, too.
Three outings ago on this very field, beat us about 41-0.
That's right.
Absolute beatdown. Some of these guys likely in grade school up here watching that game, and I'll give them this much. It ain't happening tonight at this point. A nice punt by Nate Adams. Monterey going to be taking over inside their own 20. 3:08 and 3:07, John, on this second quarter clock. I guess the big question is, with the style of offense Monterey scored on, that drive offense is 3 minutes enough to march at 80 yards.
If they break a big run, it is.
Yeah, I think
and that's possible.
Go back to what Daniel said. You know, if you don't get them on the ground, Coach Lamb said in an interview, we've got to tackle. Because he knows the consequences if you don't. So if you don't get them on the ground, it could be an explosive real quick.
82-yard field for the Wildcats. Same set they finished in. Two tight set, three blocking backs. Wildcats set. It's rigged a nice play. Going to be brought down. All kinds of hollering out on the field. Just a great atmosphere at this big non-region contest. That's senior Austin Anderson out there getting fired up. trying to get his teammates there with him, Thomas. Gained a one for Rigdon that time.
Yeah, that's what you need. You know, you got to get your mind right in a contest like this, and Austin Anderson's got it going.
Daniel, that was a new ball carrier, Aiden Reagan, number 11.
It's hard to see those purple numbers on those black jerseys. A nice run here, but a good stop by Worm Smith and others. Soto, actually, instead of Smith, he was not the primary, but he was involved. Monterey doing a nice job keeping that pile moving after first contact, and it's not one guy doing it. It's a group effort, Thomas. 5-6 Wildcats all coming together in a rugby scrum and just marching forward together.
Yeah, and that's been taught. There's no doubt about it. If that back's still on his feet, we're going to help him down the field. And, you know, it's a legal move at this point.
Sure.
It's not being blown dead. So give him credit there.
It's a good play. 3rd and 6. Dogs defending it well, though. Could we see the first pass out of this set right here? 3rd and 6. Going to be a quarterback keeper right side. And he's brought down short. Going to be short of the line, I believe. Hard to see from our vantage point. Going to be very close to the sticks. Oh, that's a 4th down. 4th and 1 here. What will Scott Hughes do? Will he punt away with a minute 35 and ticket? Or go for this 4th and 1 deep in his own territory? I don't think you can afford to, honestly. What if you turn it over here on downs and Clay County has a short field and a timeout left? He's going to let that clock tick and make a decision.
Yeah, tough call here. You see, we talked about some new faces up on this defensive line. Let's see Wyatt Browning making that stop from that left tackle position, Daniel. Bringing in some size with Browning and Holloway.
Timeout going to be taken by Monterey here. Minute 9 left in this first half of play. 7-7 the score. We'll play one and come back, make sure we don't miss this big 4th down play. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live, 4th and 1. What has Monterey decided to do? I see punt formation. Definitely not a place on the field, John, where you would think about a fake or anything like that.
No, I didn't think there was much decision to be made.
Knowing Adams going to drop deep to return, we know what he can do with the football.
And he's had opportunities to field the ball. I think he will here.
Punts away, no one with a chance. Goes to the 45, muffs it. Who's got it?
I think you got it back.
Monterey football. Monterey football. A tough break for the sophomore. Many years ago, I have been in that spot, as I know both you guys have. That's a difficult thing to feel punch. You're going to have some of those. I wish for him it hadn't happened at that moment. But, hey, that stuff's going to happen. You're going to muff a punt somewhere and lose possession.
Oh, we've all done it, Daniel. And, you know, right there, Adams wanted to field that ball. He wanted to gain some yardage for his team as we're under a minute to play.
Monterey at the 47, a short field, 1st and 10, under a minute to play. Rigdon off right side, not much doing, but the push continues. Where's the whistle? There it is. Now, these officials, and I don't blame them, they're watching that pile. As long as there's forward motion going,
the
and the Dogs have the ball. Austin Anderson with it. They're not going to give it to us. There's no way these officials are going to give Clay County the ball, regardless. I promise you.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, but they're going to have to get control of these rugby scrums, Daniel, because that's what's happening here. Clay County's battling for the ball. You're going to have controversy one way or the other. You know, you could even bait it, late hits. There's too many bad things that can happen when they allow that to go on.
They can. Now, timeout taken. We're going to stay on air here. Coach Lamb wanting an explanation of some of this stuff due to what you just talked about, Thomas. Right now, he's saying, how did my guy come out of the pile with the ball and it's not our ball? Of course, I knew the officials wouldn't do it. There's no evidence that Austin got it prior to the guy being on the ground and all that. I understand that.
It just invites controversy, in my opinion.
It does.
Let the play continue when forward progress has been stopped at one point.
Well, the last thing you want to see is a scenario like last year at Westmoreland where things completely got out of hand. I don't anticipate that happening here tonight. But this physical type brawling ball that we all enjoy.
We do.
It can get everybody on edge. It certainly got me on edge tonight. Second and seven here. Monterey with it. 44-yard line. 47 seconds left in this second quarter. Tied up 7-7. Going to go back to Fowler at quarterback. Releases deep downfield. Has a man. Is somebody home? They are not. Incomplete. That's too bad for the Wildcats. Third and seven.
Yeah, and best ball we've seen out of the Monterey quarterback right there tonight, Daniel. He got time, set his feet, and gave his receiver a chance. The Wildcats almost in business right there.
40 seconds left on this second quarter clock. It has stopped with the incomplete pass. Monterey going to break quick here. Three wide to the left. Single receiver to the right. Another passing formation. Clay Kenny's done well with the spread so far. Hopefully they keep it up. Fowler back at quarterback. Going to roll to his left. Has time. Releases downfield. Going to be intercepted. Clay County back with it. Cole leads. First interception of this 2023 campaign. We knew when Fowler dropped back to throw, that was to our advantage. Pretty decent ball by Fowler. A little high. Came off the fingertips of the receiver. I believe, I don't even know who the target was. Did you catch his number? Important part, co-leads with it. So here's the question, Tom. What do? You got Nate Adams, your quarterback. I think you're out of timeouts with 34 seconds left. Got to take a few shots, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's fixing to happen. We've seen Coach Maynard last season. He's not wanting to take a knee. When there's time on the clock, he's wanting to take a shot. And why wouldn't you, just like you said, if you got Nate Adams under center, Daniel? And Clay County, again, I want to bring it up. They have the advantage down the field. They've got the speed. Monterey doesn't have anybody that can stay with Nolan Adams, Waylon Cherry, or really Weston Burble.
Yeah.
So
Adams.
I take a shot here. We'll see what happens.
Ball at the Monterey, or Clay County, 32-yard line, 68 yards away from points, 34 seconds on the clock, first and 10. Nate with it, drops back, has time, releases. Nice out route. Going to be called by Nolan. Nice defense by Monterey, though. He's brought down. Now this clock's going to tick here. Obviously, there was one timeout left for Clay County. I believe that'll do them, though. No more of those. Once again, we're going to stay on air here. Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show's coming up. We'll have a stream of commercials for our sponsors then. Game action tonight being presented by Clay Power Sports. 24 seconds left here in this second quarter. Hard fought first half. Dogs will receive the kickoff to begin the third quarter of action, Thomas. You know, a lot of different things you could do here. You're out of timeouts. You could go across the middle. Might get up and spike the ball. Have time for another play. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you can get two. I think on this one here, you can use the entire field and maybe try to set up a Hail Mary with one final throw. Get something near midfield on this play, maybe. And we've seen Coach Maynard do it with a run.
Yeah.
At times. Now, we had Joseph Markham at the time.
Sure.
last year. But we've seen him go to Markham last year. And, you know, Aiden Soto's had a great first half.
He has.
He could set that last second heave up with a draw here.
Weston Birdwell, Nolan Adams right. Waylon Cherry left, along with Reese Adams. Here's the snap. Nate with time. Steps back in the pocket. Picks up block and releases deep downfield across the middle. Oh, and incomplete. 17 seconds now on the clock. So now you come down to the question. 17 seconds with the clock stop. Third and seven. You're setting 63 yards away. Do you make sure Monterey doesn't get the ball back? Run the football with Soto. John suggested maybe take a knee. Go ahead and get on into halftime. You're getting the ball to start the third.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big, good question, Daniel. I don't know.
I would give the run to Soto or the Nate myself before just taking the knee. We'll see what happens. There's the snap. Going to throw it. Nate with time. Penalty markers out. This one's not going to stand. Nate heaves deep downfield. Targeting Bird, we're going to be intercepted. Now, we've got to make a tackle here. The penalty can be waved off, and the tackle's made. I think.
Soto
on the tackle.
Soto made the tackle.
Aiden Soto with the stop. Once again, that same illegal approaching the line of scrimmage call. And what that is, simply one of the wideouts is getting a little anxious. Taking a step towards the line prior. Now, time for the question for Monterey. You've just intercepted the ball. 3 seconds left on this second quarter clock. 7-7 the score. Clay's getting the ball back to start the third. You know that your quarterback, Colin Fowler, has a pretty strong arm. Do you heave downfield?
Yeah, you take one shot here, Daniel, definitely. Get it, make sure you get it down there as far as you can. And we saw him make a pretty similar throw. Got it inside the 10-yard line earlier. I think he can get it to the end zone if he has time.
Time for just one play. Here it is. Three wide left, one to the right. Fowler with time. Going to turn into a scramble. He's under pressure. Could he go the distance on foot? He cannot. Brought down. First half ends. Worm Smith with another stop. What a battle here between Monterey and Clay County. Good things come to those that wait. We waited 2 years for this contest to take place. The last time these teams met, we've got a good one here tonight. It's time on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All tied up at 7.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County and Monterey are tied at 7 here at the break up on the mountain in Monterey. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. This has been a battle from the start as Clay County defense shut down Monterey on their first two offensive drives. And the offense went to work for Clay County on their first. Clicking about four first downs off Aiden Soto with great runs. Nate Adams with a great start. He was perfect on that first drive until the third down play before they turned it over on downs on fourth and eight from the 26-yard line. But it was the second drive that Clay County connected to go up 7-0 with 9:23 left in the first half. Aiden Soto, a 72-yard dash almost to the end zone, made it down to the one-yard line before Nate Adams punched it in from there. And then Reese Adams with the PAT to put Clay County ahead first, 7-0. Monterey immediately answered on the ensuing drive, and they did it with a 33-yard rushing touchdown and an extra point that just barely cleared the crossbar to make it 7-7, which is now your halftime score. Clay County was forced to punt on their next drive, and then there was kind of a melee to end the first half. As we saw a muff punt by Clay County give Monterey a chance. And then an interception by Cole Leeds took that one away and gave Clay County a shot before they had another chance at the half. Monterey, one final heave, actually ended up being a run. So kind of chaos to end the first half here in a ball game that seems emotions running high on both sides, where Clay County and Monterey are tied 7-7. For Clay County, they've run 22 offensive plays here in the first half for a total of 166 yards, 11 rushes for 117 yards and a touchdown. Nate Adams is 7 for 11 for 49 yards, does have that interception. Aiden Soto, your leading rusher, he's over 100 yards tonight, courtesy of that 72-yarder. He's got 7 carries for 105 yards at the break. Nate Adams, 2 carries, 0 yards, had a negative, but does have the touchdown. Nolan Adams, 2 carries for 12 yards. Again, Clay County and Monterey tied at the half here, 7-7. Going to be a great second half. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Solana, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Solana on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Solana you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Lion Bulldog Football, being presented by Clay Power Sports right here now on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We're knotted up at the half, 7 for Monterey, 7 for Clay County. We're going to go ahead and get into the local sports showdown brought to you by Macon Trust. Youth League Football, the Clay County Youth League Football teams officially began their seasons this past Saturday when they traveled to Carthage to face Smith County. Action began with the Flag Division winning 28-6 to open the season at 1-0. Bryce Vols accounted for one rushing touchdown along with two passing touchdowns to Finley Soto and Caden Creed. A rushing touchdown was also added by Wyatt Wilbert. The juniors fell to 0-1 after losing 16-42. Scoring in that game came from Abram Walker with a touchdown, Jordan Key with a touchdown and a two-point, and Wyatt Evans also had a two-point conversion. Finally, in the senior division, the Dogs were handed a 0-42 defeat to open their season 0-1. The teams are back on the field tomorrow morning when they host Trousdale County at John Teeples Field. Those contests are scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock with the flag game. Salina Junior High Football. The Junior Dogs had a hard-fought road loss to Monterey on Tuesday night right here at Wildcat Stadium. The Wildcats took an early 8-0 lead before the Dogs found the end zone on the last play of the first half when Fletcher Strong found Caden Copeland through the air for a touchdown, and then the duo hooked up again for the two-point conversion to give the game an 8-8 tie at the half. Monterey built a 22-8 lead during the third quarter before Nehemiah Hamilton took a sweep around the left end of his offensive line for a near 90-yard touchdown run with 1:03 left in the third. Fletcher Strong hit Cole Ledbetter with a pass for the conversion, and the Dogs trailed 16-22. Salina recovered the ensuing onside kick, but their drive ended with a fourth down interception, giving Monterey the ball back with 4:24 to play. The Black and Gold, though, forced a Wildcat fumble and recovered, regaining possession with 3:06 on the clock before stalling out on downs and giving the ball back to Monterey. Bryce Evans, though, forced another fumble on Monterey's first play from scrimmage, and yet again, the Dogs had a chance to tie the game with a minute 56 left, but it wasn't meant to be, as once again, the Salina drive stalled to end the game. The junior high is now 2-3 on the season after that loss. They will be at home this Tuesday, hosting Westmoreland on 8th grade night for a 6:30 kickoff. Tennessee Tech football. John Hamilton's Golden Eagles are 0-1 after losing their first game of the season to Furman University last week. In that contest, Tech turned the ball over six times with four interceptions and two lost fumbles. They look to clean things up tomorrow when they face the 0-1 University of New Mexico Lobos for a 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time kickoff in Albuquerque. Hermitage Springs Junior High Volleyball. The Junior Lady Wildcats remain winless at 0-5 during their first season of action, but all reports indicate that they're much improved. They failed to sign a K-8 on Tuesday, but had a competitive performance, particularly from 8th graders Kayla Crawford and Kylie Bronner. The team took a 14-13 lead during the opening set before dropping it 18-25. Coach Isabella Hale and her squad seek their first win on Tuesday as they host Dodson Branch for a 5 o'clock match. Then they'll host Jackson County for 8th grade night on Thursday. Salina Junior High Volleyball. The Junior Lady Dogs had that win against Hermitage Springs on Tuesday, 2-0. And they beat Jackson County yesterday in two sets, 25-21 and 25-14. They're 7-2 on the year and have won 16 sets while losing only four. The coming week sees them hosting Upperman in Bobby Bartlett Gym on Tuesday and hosting Redbourne Springs on Thursday. Clay County High School Volleyball. The Lady Dog volleyball season's a little over halfway done, and the ladies sit at 4-6 overall and 3-5 in district play after splitting a pair of matches this week. At Jackson County on Tuesday, the ladies suffered a shootout loss 2-3, but then shut out Redbourne Springs 3-0 yesterday. Stat leaders from that Redbourne Springs win included Baker Walden, who had 8 aces and 4 kills, Ella Eads with 7 aces and 6 kills, and Reagan Cherry, who had 12 assists. Coach Chambers and his squad will host Monterey this coming Tuesday and then travel to York on Thursday. Clay County High School Cross Country, they ran on Tuesday in Manchester. Coach Christy McClanahan reports that there's nothing of significance to report at this time, but that each individual team member is making improvements. The runners have a lengthy midseason break before they return to action on Thursday, September 28th in Dunlap at the Sequatchie County Invitational. Clay County High School Golf. The golfers had their best match of the season yesterday at Hidden Valley when they met Clark Range, Wedsoe County, and Gordonsville. They shot a season-low score of 190 as a team, which grabbed them their first team wins of the season by outshooting both Bledsoe and Clark Range. Team members include Brady Daly, Aiden King, Matt Weir, Warner Melton, Ethan Hayes, and Braden Allred. Hopefully they'll continue that fine play at Jackson County on Tuesday when they hit the links again. And finally, the Leuven Bears all the way over in Europe. Tyreek Key and the Leuven Bears have been getting geared up for their season with some exhibition action. They'll begin a slate of 23 regular season games when they travel to Antwerp on September 23rd. For full details of the next phase of Tyreek's career, see the most recent edition of the Delhalla Horizon that's now available in newsstands. This week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Banking Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankingTrust.com. Make it, make it trust. Come grow with us. Going to kick to John. Go ahead, Tom.
I want to thank you for putting all that together. That was, you worked hard to get all of that presented. And, folks, we're also keeping those updates in the newspaper,
yes.
Much of what you're compiling. So we appreciate that.
No problem. I went through it quickly, but, kind of got to because we've got a Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update to get in with about 40 seconds to do it.
I don't have much. My computer's not loading very good. I'll try to run through some here I can find. I was ready to give some stats from the first half. No, we don't have time for that.
Oh, sorry. We'll get that Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update come in later. John, tell us a little bit about Monterey there and what they might have had there that you had.
Well, number 8, Jalen Rigdon was kind of the highlight for them. He had 10 carries for 64 yards. Pretty solid. Bowman had 2 carries for 19 yards.
So, but pretty good stats on the ground for them, but 2 of 6 through the air, only 10 yards passing.
Good job defensively by the secondary. Got an interception on him as well. Hive hooch kick to start. Going to be fielded by Verbal. Weston with it at the 28-yard line. Gets up to the 35. Little 7-yard return. Still fighting. Still working. Getting pushed. Clay County coming out doing the same thing Monterey did in the first half. Getting in that rugby scrum and pushing ahead. So the Dogs take over a pretty good field possession. When timeouts are taken, we will work in the Cumberland Exterior Scoreboard update, and also that Subway Trivia Challenge. We'll get that in when appropriate. We're going to call this Dog Drive right now at the moment. 11:51 on this third quarter clock as the Dogs take over. First possession of the second half, tied up ball game, 7-7 the score. Ball sets on the near hash to us, right side of the field, making the left side wide for Clay County. They travel from left to right from our vantage point during this third quarter. Nate Adams in the gun. Soto at the left hip. Nate rolls left. Has time. Releases. Incomplete. Targeting Nolan Adams. Those same out routes that we saw, those stop routes, Thomas, to start the game. Had that great 12-play drive. Looked so good. Didn't get points, but looked the best we had all season on that opening drive.
Yeah, we did, Daniel. Just clicking, as we like to say, and you know, you've seen Monterey adjust a little bit. I think they're sitting in a zone now for those underneath looks. See if Clay County maybe can't take advantage by going over the top.
62-yard field between the football and the Wildcat end zone. Yeah, Monterey now running a 50, a 5-2-4 defense here. Ball's released, going to be caught. Nolan Adams with it. Close to the first down. Going to be brought down, though. Setting up third and short. Going to place the football down at the Clay County 46-yard line. Looks like third and a long two to me. Actually, a short two. Not a lot of room between that down marker and that stick. Nate leaves the sideline, gets the play. Assistant coach Dylan Hayes, he's the go-between between the booth and offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard, and Nate on the field. First year here helping out good guy, teaching in the building. Nice to have him. Third and short. Adams to throw. Releases. Put some air under. Going to be caught. Nolan Adams with it. And Wildcat pass short. He's going to go to the end zone, I do believe. Up to the 10, the 5, and then for 6. Touchdown. Third and short. Maybe expecting a screen, maybe run. Coach Maynard says, I want it all. And 6 points on the Nolan Adams touchdown.
Yeah, great job right there by Nolan. We saw you know, Nate gave him a chance. Ball a little underthrown. Nolan adjusted to it, shut down his route, went up, high-pointed the ball, and then made a move and took it to the house.
If he hadn't have come back to the ball like that, it likely would have been intercepted. So, great play by him.
Extra point coming. Adams on the kick. Snap, set, kicks away. The kick is indeed good. Clay County 14, Monterey 7. We're going to go ahead and stay on here. Are we ready for the scoreboard or not yet, probably?
I got a few scores here of interest. York 14, Bledsoe 17 at the half.
Woo!
Trousdale 20-0 over Republic in the first. Also, Upperman 14, Livingston 7. About all I got right now, but I'll tell you what. That scoreboard update was brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Thomas, Clay County there just completing a three-play scoring drive that covered 62 yards, I believe. You want to run through that?
Yeah, basically, you know, we saw an incompletion on first down, and then we saw Brothers hooking up on the next two plays, two Nolan Adams to 8 yards. And then a great individual play by the younger Adams to go up and get that ball and then come down with the yards after the catch to put it in the end zone, Daniel.
Clay County going to kick off here, 10:45 mark of this third quarter. We have not forgotten about the Subway Trivia Challenge question. Just ran short on time at the break. We'll be working that to you when a timeout's taken or perhaps another score. Reese Adams back on the kick here. Puts his foot to it, and the ball travels left to right. High pooch kick, and it'll be fielded by the Wildcats. Tackle pretty much immediately made by a host. Adams involved himself. Coming off the bottom of the pile, though, co-leads, number five. Thomas, who else did you see?
Worm Smith around the waist. His seventh stop of the night, Daniel.
Worm playing inspired football tonight defensively. Monterey with their first possession here up the third quarter, 10:40 on the clock as they take over. Clay County 14, Wildcat 7. Ball does set at the Monterey 41-yard line. 59 yards away from points for the Wildcats. Fowler in the gun. Too wide to either side. Motion now out of a wide receiver. Makes it a trip set to the left. Here's the snap. Run inside. Good dog defense. Tackle for loss made, baby. Who you got, Tom? Who'd
I
you
got
see,
Hayden
Tom?
Adams back there and also Nate Mayberry getting help in there.
First time we've called Mayberry's name tonight. I don't know how much he's been in there. Had the huge debut as a starter last week on the defensive front against Jackson County. Lost a two there. Makes it second and 12. I was glad to see Monterey in that spread look. They're much more dangerous to me when they pack it all in and come right at you.
Yeah, I totally agree, Daniel.
Same look again. Second and 12. Fowler in the gun. Back at his left hip. Twins receivers to either side. Same motion. Going to be a jet sweep fake. Noah handoff to the jet sweep. Austin Anderson finding outside. Can't get there. Nice play there. And it was Nolan Adams coming up, doing everything he could. And he gets credit for that tackle, Thomas, taking out his defender to get to the football.
Great job. Basically, he got tackled in the process.
Yep.
As the blocker brought him to the ground. But like you said, just battling through at the line of scrimmage. Basically, to bring up third and 10 here for Monterey. Great play again by Nolan Adams.
Pick up a two there on that carry, making it third and 10, as you said, Thomas. Wildcats break huddle. Now they have to go with this spread set. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Running back at the right hip of Fowler. 9:47 on this third quarter clock. Clock is stopped for some reason. Fowler to throw. Has time. Releases. Going to be caught on the tunnel straight. Tackle immediately made. Monterey doing nothing here on this opening possession. Nate Adams on the stop from his cornerback position. Now, if you remember, Monterey went three and out the first possession of the first half. Same thing appears to be happening here. That doesn't mean they're done. I promise you that. But not sure why Coach Hughes decided to go back to the spread look.
Well, I think they're uncomfortable when they get behind, Daniel. We've seen them do that. Both times, really. They got into the power once they made a play and got it down the field on their scoring drive in the first half. But, you know, with Clay County kind of controlling the pace here, it's been huge for the Bulldogs.
Good punt away by the Wildcats. Nolan Adams going to field it at the 22. Makes one man miss. Going to be brought down by a couple others. Return of about four and a penalty marker down, likely against the Dogs, I assume. Typically, you might see a block in the back on something like this. We'll have to wait for the signal. There is a penalty flag on the field. Going to go ahead and try to pose this Subway Trivia Challenge question.
Yeah,
what do you
right.
think? Let's go ahead and try to do that. It's brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. It was a face mask penalty against Monterey, 5-yard penalty. Clay County's taking over here. We'll do that trivia when we have time now that we've got the intro to it read. Dogs take over at their own 32, 68 yards away for more points that could make this a two-possession ballgame. 8:55 on this third quarter clock. It's Nate Adams, and this offense has the ball for the second time here in the third quarter. No one in motion. Fake to him. Get to Soto. Soto with it. Had a good first half. Going to be brought down this time. Picks up one. Here's tonight's Subway Tribute Challenge question. In the eighth game of the 1990 season, the Bulldogs, under their watchful eye of head coach Russell Richardson, demolished Monterey 51-7. Brian Burchett had touchdowns on a punt return and kickoff return. Eric Webb added two touchdowns on the ground. Lane Boyce kicked an extra point. And Brent Burchett, along with Roger Garrett, each had a pair of two-point conversions. However, three other Dogs found the end zone on the night. Name one of those three other players who scored a touchdown and the manner in which they did it. And what I mean by that, was it a receiving touchdown, a interception return touchdown, a rushing touchdown, something like that. Here we go. Second nine after a gain of one. Waylon Cherry on the jet sweep. First touch of the night for the talented sophomore. Gets north and south. Monterey does a nice job, though. Allows little to no gain. We have lost internet again. We're going to reconnect. Pick up a one for Cherry. Makes it third and eight. Twice now we've lost internet tonight. Don't know why. We are reconnected. So I'm going to have to go through that trivia challenge again. We're going to wait for a break, though. Third and eight, Thomas, after a gain of one on first down and a gain of one on second.
Yeah, this is not a position that Clay County's been in much, third and long, you know, tonight. So
nope.
We'll see what they do here as they come to line, Daniel.
Now, they've done a good job of staying in front of the stick, staying on schedule. Third and eight, Nate in the gun. Two wide to the right along with Adams at tight end. Nate rolls right. Screen pass set up back to the left side. Soto with it, I believe. And a nice job by the Monterey defense again. Little to no gain for Soto. Going to be a punting situation for the Dogs. Only one time has Nate Adams had to punt it away tonight. Pickup of a couple. It matches up to the 36. So Nate on the punt, and Clay County going to go three and out for the first time tonight, I believe.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Daniel. Had some success on every drive except for that one right there.
Importantly, the Dogs do have a seven-point lead, 14-7. Nice punt, no returner back for Monterey. Going to take a Bulldog bounce. Let's go ahead and read that trivia challenge question again now that we have time. We lost internet the last time. Here it is. If you think you know the answer, send in your guess to 931-397-9004. In the eighth game of the 1990 season, the Dogs demolished Monterey 51-7. Two special teams touchdowns were scored by Brian Burchett. Eric Webb added two rushing touchdowns. Lane Boyce had an extra point. And Brent Burchett, along with Roger Garrett, each had a pair of two-point conversions. However, three other Dogs found the end zone on the night. Name one of those Dogs and the manner in which they scored. Monterey with it, first and 10. Have it from their own 31. Hand off, and a tackle immediately made. Tackle for a loss, by the way. Soto's involved. He's not the man at the bottom of the pile, though. Thomas is looking for who that is. Clay County has come out and shut down this Wildcat offense. Now, granted, that's only the fourth play from scrimmage so far here for him. Adams being credited with the stop. Reese Adams, that is.
Yeah, I was having to look real close to see if it was eight or nine.
Melissa White sends in a message, says she's not playing trivia tonight, just wanted to say hi. Well, hello, Miss White. Nice to hear you out there. Somebody guesses Stephen Arms via a rushing touchdown. That would have been hard to do. Stephen was 1 year graduated. He graduated in the spring of 90. I'm talking the football season of 90, the fall of 90. Pass thrown by Fowler. Wants it all. Going to be incomplete. Third and 12 now. After this Wildcat offense starting to frustrate, they're faithful here in the stands. Oh, we've got a great guest, Sam Daniels, the winner of last week, says Michael Adams on a run. Of course, Adams, the junior starting quarterback on that 1990 team. And look here, Thomas, here's his son is the junior starting quarterback on this 2023 team. But that's not correct. He did not have a rushing touchdown during that contest. Three other Dogs outside of him got into the end zone. Third and 12, definite pass coming up here from Monterey. Two wide to the right with the tight end. Single wide out to the left, back at the right hip. Fowler in the gun. Here's the snap. Rolls to his right. Looks downfield. Release. Ooh, nearly intercepted by Worm Smith. Pass incomplete, though. Reese Adams putting pressure on Fowler, making him pay back there. Fortunately, a clean hit, and it's fourth down.
Hey, you see this Bulldog defense. We talked about gaining confidence last week. With a one-score lead, they're just really turning it on. Monterey doesn't have an answer for them right now.
No, they don't. And I'm still waiting for Monterey to get back in that heavy set. They hadn't done it during the second half. We have a correct answer. Sam Daniels coming in again. He says Chris Keene with a run, and that's correct. We'll call this punt. Fair catch call by Adams. He drops it but safely covers it. Clay County going to take back over at their own 38 to start this next drive 62 yards away. Had another guest coming in from a friend and fellow classmate of mine, Travis Crabtree. He guessed is Brian Burchett. Of course, Brian was one we said in the answer. Sam Daniels has got this one, though. The three guys that scored, Jason Coons had a receiving touchdown from Mike Adams. Scott Lynn had a 50-yard interception return touchdown. And Chris Keene had a 30-yard run. All kinds of points that night for the Dogs. So congratulations, Sam. You're, for 2 weeks in a row now, you are the winner of a free sub certificate. We'll be getting those soon to send out in the mail. Anheuser-Busch Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway, and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway. First down play, Nate Adams, quarterback keeper, going to be brought down for a loss. Play originated at the Clay County 38. Nate was drugged down back at the 36. So a loss of two, making it second and 12. 5:04 and ticking here in this third quarter. Finally got worked through our halftime stuff there. Get back to full attention on the action out here. Clay County up 14-7, Thomas, second and 12.
Yeah, besides Clay County's scoring drive, we know we've seen back-to-back three and outs. Two from Monterey, one from Clay County. See if we can get something going here on offense.
Back judge is counting, going to have to snap, and we do before the delay of game. Quick throw, left side, caught by Burble. Weston with it, turns upfield, gets close to the sticks, and they're going to mark him right at the first down. So if we move the sticks, it's going to be a gain of 12. And they do move those sticks. First down, Clay County. Dogs now have it at the Bulldog 48-yard line, 2 yards from midfield. First of the downs here. Playbook's open to you. 4:30 and ticking. Actually, he went out of bounds. 4:30 on this third quarter clock. Dogs break huddle. Nolan Adams to the right, along with Reese Adams, who's at tight end. Waylon Cherry, the wing, to the left. Worm Smith, tight end left. Fake to Cherry. Loads up, goes deep, does Nate Adams. Looking for Nolan. Incomplete off the fingertips of Jacob Hobson, a defensive back, a senior from Monterey. Just taking a shot. First and 10. You're in four down territory unless we go backwards, Thomas. I like the play call.
Yeah, I do too. Just a single receiver route down the field, play action with Nolan Adams, and, you know, just kind of giving your receiver a chance right there. Can change the game real quick, just like he did on the last time he went deep to his brother.
Sure did. Second and 10. 4:23 left in this third quarter. Clay County up 14-7. As we mentioned, during about a Bulldog history, all-time series, 76 meeting. I think it was 46 wins to 25 losses and two ties. Clay County's been dominant in this series. However, in the 21st century, just 5-15 against Monterey. Adams to throw, caught, just short of the marker. I believe it was Burble. Is that Weston we were targeting? Incomplete pass. Carried out of bounds with the ball. I think he did have possession.
You see, incomplete?
Incomplete. Third and 10.
Another long third down here. Dogs looking to convert, keep this drive moving.
4:18 left in this third quarter. Clay County up by 7. 14-7 over Monterey. First time they've met since the 2020 season. Monterey just simply would not play us in 21-22. They didn't have to. We were not in the same region, and they decided not to. Adams to throw. Has Burble. Weston with it. Has a man to beat for the first. Going to be brought down, though. So fourth and short. Nice little game there. Advances from the 48 on Clay County's side of the field. Up to the 48 on the Monterey side of the field. Originated at the 48. I said the 48. I'm sorry, Thomas. The 43.
That brings up fourth down and 1 yard to go.
Fourth and one for the Dogs. Four down territory here. Going to go for it. Black and gold break huddle. Cherry splits right. Burble and Adams to the left. Reese Adams on the right with Cherry at tight end. Soto at the left hip. Nate in the gun. Here's the snap. Quick throw. Caught. First down. And a little more. Nolan Adams with it. Just sat down on the curl route from the slot receiver position and did what he needed to for the first.
It shows you what confidence the coaches have in Adams and what he has in himself. You know, calling that quick pass play is the same kind of as a stretch run right there, and it's a good solid way to get the first down.
It was very effective. First and 10, deeper now in Wildcat territory. Between the 32 and the 33, let's call it the 33. First and 10. Logan Jennings in, playing wide out to the right. Nolan Adams out there too, get to Soto. Soto with it, full head of steam. Nice run, penalty markers come out. This one's going to come back against Clay. Soto being injured, it appears, on the play. He's up now, though, shaking up on the play. What I consider to be a late hit by Monterey. No flag for that, though, but there is an offensive infraction against the Black and Gold.
It's a holding call, Daniel. It's the third holding call against the Dogs tonight.
And that'll back it up 10 from the spot of the foul. Retreats the football to the 41.
That penalty is holding against the Bulldogs.
The line to gain.
That's 10 yards from the spot of that foul.
Is the 23.
We will replay first down. First down and 18.
And the ball sets at the Monterey 41. So first and 18. Adams moves Soto from left to right. Here's the snap. Fake to Soto. Nate rolls left. Releases quick, looks for Nolan, incomplete. Good defense there by Monterey. Wildcat defensive back timed the jump properly. Collided with Nolan just as the football was getting there.
Pass is broken up by number 22, Jacob Knight.
Jacob Knight on the pass breakup for Monterey.
Seems like Nate kind of maybe jammed a finger or something on that last play. He's favoring it a bit.
Yeah, you see him there. Noticeably in a little bit of pain, it looks like. Second and 18 here. 2:32 left in this third quarter. Clay County up 14-7.
It's the second down and 18 yards.
Dogs struck first, took a 7-9 lead. Monterey come back and tied it up. Then Clay County scored on their opening possession of the third quarter. Three-play scoring drive. Very efficient. And took this 14-7 lead. Second and 18. Nate the throw. Drops back. Surveys the field. Rolls to his right. Under pressure. Going to have to release it. That's going to be intentional grounding, I believe. Or did we have a man in the vicinity?
Well, he had Soto coming across on the drag route right
okay.
there, and he just couldn't get his...
So a good job by Nate using his foot speed to evade the pressure, and then the smart play not to lose yards on a sack. Throwing it away. Third and 18 after, what was it, back-to-back incomplete passes?
It has been ever since the holding call, which backed them up there and kind of wiped a good run by Soto off the board, Daniel.
Well, that's what happened on the opening drive.
It is.
Had the holding call, and from that point in that opening drive, went backwards. Waylon Cherry checks out. Worm Smith checks in. Going to be a two-tight set.
Don't really need it all right here, I don't think. I mean, I think, you pick up half of it or so, and then Clay County's going to go for it.
Three wide to the right. Give to Soto. Here it is.
Oh, get it off.
35, 30. Soto up to around the 25-yard line. Brought down short of it. Going to be short of the first down, but it makes it very manageable here. They mark him at what I'll call the 28. So 5 yards are needed to move the sticks. Fourth and 5. We just saw a big gain on the ground, John, so I do feel the playbook's open again. Could go through there. Could keep it on the ground. I look for Nate to throw, though.
Yeah, I'd like to see him throw it.
Dogs are ready to play it. They break huddle. Cherry to the left along with Burble. Nolan and Reese Adams to the right. Nate and the gun with Soto at the left hip. Fourth and 5. Minute to 40. Timeout taken. Timeout is taken by Clay County and granted to him. We'll go to break here. Minute 37 left to play in the third. Clay County up 14-7.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference.
With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here line, fourth and five. Adams in the gun. Nate to throw. Double move. Goes down the sideline. Has a man. Gonna be caught for a touchdown, Clay County. Give him six. Nolan Adams hauls in his second receiving touchdown of the night. What a catch. What a throw.
I said I'd like to see a throw, and I got to see it to the end zone. Touchdown, Dogs.
Yeah, what a call. You know, fourth and five, the pump fake, the double move. Coach Maynard dialing them up.
20-7 now, Clay County in front.
Again, he's got confidence in his guy.
No doubt.
Reese Adams the kick. 2-2 so far on the night. Snap, set. Kicks away, and the kick is once again good. Minute 29 left to play in the third. Clay County 21, the Wildcats 7.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. Well, Clay County now leads Monterey 21-7 with 1:29 left here in the third quarter. Here's your Dog Drive summary brought to you by Eco Panel Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 62-yard drive on 11 plays, and it did it in just over 4 minutes. And we saw the big play at the end. Nate Adams to his brother Nolan Adams for a 28-yard touchdown to put Clay County back up by two scores. This Dog Drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
A Wildcat fields it around the 20 on the kickoff. Leighton Brown down there helping bring down the man. He was not the primary, though. Is that number three? Taden Reese won.
It was 28.
It was Worm.
Yeah.
Reese Adams cramping up. He was also involved. John says Worm Smith, the primary. Reese back on his feet, though. Appeared to be cramping. Minute 24 left to play in the third. Let me throw this little piece of information out there. East Robertson, one of the highly touted teams in AA football this year. Come up here to Monterey last week. They had a 20-7 win against the Wildcats. Clay County here, 21-7. So, hard to compare scores, but just looking across the board at that, you know, you could argue, well, Clay County came and played as good a game as East Rob did, and East Rob's really highly touted. That don't surprise us.
No.
Because we knew what this Clay County team had. We knew York was really good. We knew in the Westmoreland game we weren't yet playing the ball we were going to be playing in a few weeks. You see tonight Clay County putting it together. Monterey with it back to this heavy set that I wish they'd have stayed out of. Guess who? Worm Smith again.
Whoa.
A man possessed. He's got to be close to double-digit tackles.
Yeah, he's got 9 and a tackle for loss right now. The man has come to play tonight, Daniel.
Nice pickup by Monterey. So, and this is what I don't understand. Why didn't Monterey open up in this offensive set to start the third quarter? We've got two touchdowns in the time they were in the spread.
Yeah.
Because we turned them over. And here they are running again. And maybe that's why. Big tackle for loss. Worm Smith's involved, I think. Roland Holloway.
I think you saw Nolan Adams coming on a blitz off the outside right there to help Worm Smith, Daniel.
I think Hayden was there involved, too. Give credit to nose guard Hayden Adams on that one. But you're right, and that's what we like. We like it when we have trouble identifying who the stopper was, because there was four of them colliding at the same time. Third and around seven for Monterey here. They've got it at their own 34-yard line. Thomas, this dog defense playing some good football right now. 10 seconds and ticking in the third.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it's just like I say, the confidence of having this lead and seeing they can play with a good team. And honestly, this third quarter, they're dominating a good team.
Delay a game.
A long way to
Monterey.
Go. But yeah. Right now, they're dominating the Wildcats.
Well, you see Monterey having some self-destructive type things here. They've got away, like you said, they don't like playing from behind. They've got away from their identity a little bit. Now they're getting a delay a game, something they've not done all night. And
yeah, they're just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it at the start. Clay County had to get them out of their rhythm. They like to control the pace, control the ball game. Well, Clay County's done that tonight,
yeah.
And they've done it with great defense and explosive offense. We've seen big plays tonight. 54-yard touchdown from Nolan Adams, a big 70-yard run from Maiden Soto, and that's been the difference here for Clay County so far.
We might wave this thing off, maybe. Lengthy conference being held. 1 second left on this third quarter clock. Dogs do lead it 21-7.
That's what they're saying. The coaching staff from Clay County is saying they want to decline this penalty and let the clock run out, I think.
Flag's waved off.
The flag has been waved off. No penalty against the Wildcats.
Yeah, I don't think it was a choice for Clay County. They're just saying, oh, Monterey didn't do anything wrong.
Right. Oh, okay.
Now they're winding the clock. Maybe you were right, Tom. There we go. That's the end of three. We know that much. Monterey going to have it third and seven when we come back. Actually, yeah, they waved it off. Third and seven. Dogs up big, 21-7.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon.
I think so.
This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County leads Monterey 21-7 heading into the fourth quarter. And here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Leading the way for Clay County on the rushing side, Aiden Soto, 10 carries for 121 yards so far tonight. Leading passer, of course, Nate Adams. He's 14 for 23 for 172 and two touchdowns, both to his brother, Nolan Adams. And defensively, it's still Worm Smith. What a night he's having. 9 stops, 1 for loss. Reese Adams also with 5 stops and 1 for loss here tonight. Clay County just totally dominated the third quarter. This Bulldog Stat Summary has been brought to you by Eagle Mountain, Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. I'll let you call this play, and I'll finish it out, Daniel.
Monterey with it. 3rd and 6. Heavy set play. 1st down and more. Here it goes. Backs across the 50 now. 45, 40, run out of bounds. Nate Adams on the stop. First down run for Monterey on 3rd and 7. 11:48 to play in this fourth quarter. Thomas, you want to do an outro on that?
Yeah, EcoPanels Tennessee. You can find out more and how to lower utility bills forever at EcoPanelsDN.com. EcoPanels Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
That they are. Wildcats with it. 1st and 10. Ball at the Bulldog, 36. Quarterback in the gun. Got this heavy set. Run off left side. Not a lot there. Tackle made. Worm Smith. Worm Smith has over 10 tackles now on the night. What a performance by the junior, Michael Worm Smith.
And this is a Worm Smith game right here. You got to get down and dirty in this type of contest. Worm Smith's doing it tonight. He started from the get-go, Daniel, and he's continued throughout this contest. You're right. 10 stops, 1 for loss. I have him so far. Double digits.
Ooh.
Tackles for Worm Smith.
2nd and 10. Monterey with it. Different back this time with it in his hands. Big Rowan Holloway who grabs the holder. White Browning one. No, not White. Now, better job that time by the Wildcats pushing the pile forward. Who was the tackle that got in there? It was Browning and he come off?
I didn't see the tackle, the lineman.
It wasn't Holloway, because Rowan's right now coming on to the field. Nate Merrybear going off.
Yeah, so it was Wyatt Browning on the tackle on this side, but, Worm Smith right there around it again, Daniel.
Pick up a 7 for Monterey, 3rd and 3, 10-22 and ticking. Those three blocking backs shift to the right. It's going to come behind them. It always does. Nice job setting the edge that time by Smith. He fought through a hole. Or no, it was Soto who set the edge. Worm Smith cleaned it up from underneath. I didn't see that right, Craig Thomas. Smith again?
Yes, sir. He's got a cool dozen. Brings up
fourth and one. Short. Gonna think they're going to measure this thing, John. Bring the stick set onto the field, maybe. Ball setting on the right sideline. Change on the far side. They said the timeout's for injury. We're going to go ahead and go to break here for injury timeout. 9:57 left to play in the fourth. Clay County up 21-7.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs. On and off the field, come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, good to see that Monterey Wildcat player up and back on his feet under his own power and onto the sideline. Big fourth and one here. Monterey been gashing the dogs the last couple plays on the ground. Walker shift to the right. Look for the quarterback to run that way. Here it comes. He's going to get a bunch. First down and maybe even a touchdown, if not for the tackle. Nate Adams going to help out along with Worm Smith and someone else coming in there too. Reese Adams also coming in. First down for Monterey. Got the ball spotted at the Clay County 6-yard line.
It's first down and goal to go for the Wildcats.
First and goal, Monterey. Dogs up 21-7. Monterey trying to cut it back to one possession game. I'm not sure. Same set for Monterey. Ball stuck in there behind those three blocking backs. Good job by the Dog defense this time. Still around a yard picked up, moving up to the 5-yard line where it's going to be second and five. Tom, going to be tough. 15 feet to on three plays to hold this Wildcat offense out. But yeah, taking things up to the test, perhaps.
It will be. Ticking down under 9 minutes left in this ball game, though. That's why the importance of the two-score lead is huge. You know, Monterey, with the way they run their offense, they can't really score quickly, Daniel, but you see if they break a run, they can.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we've held them to only about three of those tonight.
Two tight set, three up blockers. Once again, stopped short of the line, but once again, positive yardage for the back, advancing up to the three. 9 feet away now from the Dog end zone is the Wildcat offense. Two plays to cover those 9 feet. 8:20 and ticking. Dogs up 21-7. Clay County with the heavy set up front. White Browning and Rowan Holloway the tackles. Hayden Adams the nose. Austin Anderson at this right side defensive end. Trio of blockers shifts right to left. Ball going to come off left side this time. Fowler with it. Cuts back into the end zone. Touchdown Monterey. 21-13 now. And we are back to a one possession contest. 9-6 the score in 2019 on this field. Monterey won in overtime. I think it was it 14-7 in 2020, I believe. That was at John Teeples Field. Last time these teams had met prior to tonight, Monterey won that one. As we mentioned, 7 of the last 14. And extra points blocked by the Dogs. 21-13. It is a one-possession game, and it's Reese Adams who's fired up over that one. You got to think it was probably him, Thomas. We're going to play an ad here. 8 points the difference. 21 for the Dogs, 13 for the Wildcats. 7:50 left in the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs.
Back here live, Clay County football being presented tonight by Clay Power Sports. 7:50 left in this contest, in regulation, I should say. We do have a one-possession game. Dogs, though, have that the security of an 8-point lead, 21-13. So Monterey not only would have to score a touchdown, but they would also have to have a 2-point conversion, two tied up. Plus, Thomas, they got to stop this Dog offense first as well. Nolan Adams fields it around the 10-yard line. Here he comes, makes one man miss, makes another miss, still on his feet, going to be brought down now. Nice return by Nolan, sets the black and gold offense up at their own 23-yard line, 77 yards away from points. That would make this a two-possession game again. 7:42 on the clock as they do it.
Daniel, I think you got to be as deliberate as you can within reason. You know, you got to understand we're going to throw the ball some most of the time. That, like John talked about it, that's a short run sometimes just to hooking it up underneath with the quarterback you've got with Nate Adams and his accuracy. So. But be deliberate, I think, here. Use all the clock you can as you drive, hopefully, to the end zone.
First and 10 coming. Nate in the gun. Soto at his left hip. Tight end left. A tight end two wide right. Give the Soto. He's off that side. Has some running room. Stiff arm. 30, 35. Up the sideline and out of bounds. Nice job by Soto. Thomas, during that commercial break, you leaned over and said, we need Soto on this drive. We open it up with Soto. Coach Maynard agreed.
Yeah, and you saw the speed of Soto to get the corner there as the senior, big Wyatt Browning, pulled around and kind of wrapped one guy. Couldn't get a hand on the other, or Soto might have went the distance.
Mm-hmm. First down for Soto. That play started at the Clay County 23. The ball now spotted right at the 40. Pick up a 17. First and 10. Birdwell and Nolan Adams to the left, along with Reese Adams. Same play. Give to Soto. He's off right side. Cuts. Gets a few before he's brought down. Pick up a 3-4, depending on the spot. Good first down play. Clay County needing to chew time here as this goes down. Maybe need to get to the line and perhaps not snap until the back judge starts to count it down, since you don't have play clocks visible here. Ball now at the 44, so pick up a 4 for Soto, making it 2nd and 6. Good measured pace by the Dawgs coming to the line. Birdwell, Adams, and Reese Adams to the right. Wormsmith tight end left. Soto also at the left hip of an 8. Nate with it. Play action pass. Fakes to Soto. Releases downfield. Ooh, incomplete. Just a little wide of the mark for Nolan. Ended up kind of dangerous. There was a wildcat there right behind that play. Coverage was not good. But with the ball traveling over Nolan's head, it was dangerous. If Nolan hadn't got fingertips on it to disrupt the pass, could have been picked.
Yeah, great effort there by Nolan Adams again to make sure it wasn't Daniel, and brings up a big third medium here for Clay County at midfield.
You know, here's the thing about that play call. The play was there. You know, we weren't able to execute it, but Monterey not in coverage on it.
No.
3rd and 7. 6:47, that clock is stopped. That's another thing you don't like at this point. Dogs up by 8, 21-13. Ball being snapped from the Dog 44. Neck to throw. Has time. Quick release. Drop. The pass was there that time. This time, Nolan couldn't haul it in. The route was good. He found the soft spot in the zone, John.
He was ready to turn and run with the ball, Daniel, is what happened.
Got to bring it in first. So now, a punting situation, perhaps, for the Dawgs. Nate has dropped back into that punt position. I have no issue with the play calling. The last two plays was there. Came down to execution. And, you know, it is what it is. 6:43, Dawg defense going to have to hold. We do have that 8-point lead. Penalty marker down on the far sideline. False start being called against Clay County. That'll back us up 5 more.
I'm looking for Clay County to remain poised in this situation, Daniel.
That was your word.
Monterey has, you know, it's kind of come back at them here late in the game. And we need to step up and put a stop to it.
Yeah, that Ashok Strong full coverage final word during the Carquest pregame show. John pulled out poise, and it was good. But we've seen it tonight. We've seen it in these crucial times. Need to see it now.
Been really impressed with that aspect of this Bulldog team.
Nate puts his foot to it. Low line drive kick. Takes a huge Bulldog bounce deep down into Wildcat territory. Monterey's going to drive 81 yards to get points on this drive. Just a beauty of a drive. Thomas, it's almost to me like he selected to kick that type of punt, that low-line drive kick, rather than not having as much air under it. I assume he probably talented enough to choose between the type of kicks he has with it. I couldn't, but he probably can.
Yeah, and he's talented enough to do about anything he wants to, and I think you're right, Daniel. Just a smart player. Got the ball on the ground and got it rolling. Pinning Monterey D.
Here we go. 1st and 10. Monterey with it. 81 yards to drive. 2 time set. 3 blocking backs. Shotgun snap. Right into the heart of the defense. No tackle made yet. Finally it is. Nolan Adams coming up. And he immediately cramps after he makes the tackle. You don't want to have too many defensive plays without Nolan Adams on the field. But he is quickly back up, but still visibly cramping though.
Yeah.
Monterey, you know, we did a great job initially. Defensive line and linebacker stopped any penetration. And there was simply a wall of purple and a wall of white. Well, the back had nowhere to go. He comes around the end and heads up play by him. Here we go again. Same play. Right side. Stop short of the sticks. Going to be 3rd and short. 5:45 and ticking. Low man on the pile, Reese Adams. Here we go. Third and three. Ball at the Wildcat 26. This Wildcat set. Blocker shift from right to left. Here's the snap. Here comes the back. Can we get penetration? Good defense. Enough, though, perhaps, for the first.
And yeah, I believe we got it.
He needed one, and he got two. Gain of one. 5:05 and ticking. This fourth quarter is going to go pretty quick with this offense. And once again, thankfully, Coach Hughes made the decision not to open the second half with this offense. He came out spread for some reason. That's when Clay County built the lead. If he'd stayed in this, I don't know what the score would be right now. First and 10, 70 yards away is the football from the dog end zone at the Wildcat 30. Blockers come to the right. The back, play action pass, going to be sacked! And it's Nate Mayberry, baby! Coming in the backfield, he'll not be fooled. Big loss for Monterey. And that's what you do, Thomas. You lull the defense to sleep by running the same play every time. Shifting, we're always running behind the backs. Then you send the tight end out. Well, it didn't matter about the coverage because Nate Mayberry put the quarterback on his back about 1 second after the ball was snapped.
Yeah, this is a huge play for the Clay County defense here. And we're ticking down under 4 minutes, Daniel.
We do have a change of quarterback here back to the spread. Second and 15. Number one, the quarterback. First snap he's played tonight. His pass away, incomplete. Third and a bunch now. A bit of panic perhaps out of the Wildcats. So what? You had a sack. You're in second and 16. Why are you getting out of the offense you were in? Hey. It makes no sense to me, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree. Because they're uncomfortable, Daniel. The Mayberry sack got them uncomfortable. They thought they had to do things that they don't really, they're not great at. And they're coming out in it again right here.
Three wide to the
big
left.
Third and long.
One to the right. Third and 17. Quarterback is now Elijah Phillips. Phillips rolls left, has time, plenty of time. Release is going to be intercepted. Nate Adams with it, comes the other way. 30, slides down. Clay County back with possession of the football. 3:42 left in this contest, and the Wildcat faithful are silent. Second interception of the season for Nate Adams. Do not throw it in his area.
No, you don't, Daniel. And how many times have we seen him do that in his young career? He's just a junior here, and we talked about the interceptions. He's got, I don't know how many, but he's gunning for Brian Burchett in that all-time number for
Uncle
sure.
Uncle Brian's going to be in danger.
None bigger than that one right there. 3:42 left. Clay County leads 21-13. And they got a chance to tack on another one here. But more importantly, like I say, be deliberate, run some clock.
Got to seal the deal. 3:42 left. First and 10. Short field. Snapping from the Monterey 28. Give the soak to Osoa to off left side. White Brown and blocking for him. Picks up 3-4. Brought down in the 24. This clock's going to tick under 3 minutes to play on this exchange. John, I believe Nate Adams showed a little poise on that interception, mm-hmm. Didn't you?
Yeah. I saw it coming the whole way anyway, but they remained calm when they were tested a little bit there on that last play and came up with a big play when they needed it.
They've been calmer than I've been tonight, I can tell you that. Second and six. Dogs with it. Burble and Nolan Adams split left along with Reese Adams at tight end. Nate in the gun. False start, Clay County. Right guard lean towards the line. That's going to back it up 5 yards. Make it second and 11. He didn't want to do it, Tom. His body got to lean and forward on him, you know. Second 11 after the penalty. 2:55 on the clock. It has stopped with that penalty. Worm Smith checks out. I guess that means Waylon Cherry probably has checked in. Yes, here comes Cherry. Reese Adams to the left. Weston Burble, Nolan Adams right. Ball sets towards the left hash. White hat blows a whistle. Says everything's good, and here we go. Second 11. Nate the throw. Hash time. Releases. Gonna be caught by Nolan. Nolan with it. Turns upfield. Gets the first down and brought down. Inside the red zone down to the 14. 2:47 on this clock.
Nate Adams throws complete to Nolan Adams.
The brothers having a big night. Lots of connection between those two tonight. First and 10 now. Ball at the Monterey 14-yard line. 21-13 the score. Dogs up by 8. 2:30 and ticking. Trying to milk this thing away. Break this three-game win streak that the Wildcats have in this series.
Big first down right there to kind of keep this drive going and milk this clock as we tick down close to 2 minutes.
Nate in the gun, watching the back judge. He starts the count. Now is the snap. Give to Soto. Aiden off right side with it. Has some room. Gets loose down the right side. He's in a touchdown. Is he? Where's the... Yeah! Clay County touchdown. And that puts the black and gold up 27-13. Pour it on them. 2:05 mark of this fourth quarter. Monterey still with time. Clay County, though, building a lead here.
So proud of this team taking advantage of that big turnover they had and tacking some more points on the board.
14 points, the difference currently. Is that right? Yeah. 27-13. Adams on to kick the extra point. Snap. Set. Kicks away. Kick is good. 28-13. Adams 4 forward and out on extra point. 2:05 left here on the mountain, and the Dogs are up by 15.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented to you courtesy of Clay Power Sports. Logan Jennings, the senior, in the kickoff. 2:05 left in this one, Thomas. If you're a black, purple, and gold fan, you got to be feeling pretty good at the moment.
Yes, you are, and I tell you what, I'm feeling good about Aiden Soto.
Look here.
We called for it.
Nate Adams with a touchdown saving tackle, and we have a penalty marker down, and there's no way this is against Clay County.
The only thing I can call maybe is targeting. I don't see I could be late, but that's the only thing, maybe helmet to helmet. I'm going to move it way deep into Clay County territory here with a 15-yard penalty. We're going to have another one against Clay County. Yeah. I think we're looking at, I don't know, we saw another flag go up there. We've got a 15-yard personal foul targeting penalty. But they're going to snap the ball. Maybe not. Maybe just threw it out of bounds.
Watch that one fall. Watch that one fall. Unsportsmanlike conduct against us. It's a dead ball.
Yeah, after the play right there.
Yeah.
It's a, attacked another one.
Some of the... I think we saw unsportsmanlike there on Adams as he was discussing the play
on the sideline with the official. And Clay County sees Monterey all the way down to the 11-yard line.
Here we go. First and 10 from the 11. A first down can be gained at the 1. Monterey with it in prime territory thanks to these bogus penalties that have come out against the Dogs. Monterey back in this spread. 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Target in penalty. Phillips still the quarterback. Minute 59 on the clock. Handoff inside. Rigdon going to be brought down. A host of Dogs. Wide Browning leading the charge, and everybody fell in behind the big man.
Yeah, the senior Browning.
Let the clock run, baby.
Haven't seen him on the defensive side a whole lot. He's played a great game. We see Coach Dickerson going with the bigger bodies up front, and Browning's responded, playing some great defense.
Tackle for a loss for Browning. Second 11 now. Minute 30 and ticking. 3 wide to the left for Monterey, 1 to the right. Once again, I'm confused as far as the formation choice by Monterey. Hand off inside. Dogs there. Tackle made. Worm Smith. Punishing the Wildcat back. Worm was joined by another Bulldog. But the young man from Union Hill came to play tonight.
Yeah, fans really getting excited out here.
Under a minute to play. 58 seconds and ticking. Third and 10. Pick up a 1 from Monterey on that carry. 28-13 the score. Dogs do have a healthy lead here of 15. Phillips with it. Quick throw to the right. Going to be intercepted. And it's West of Marvel. No, Nate Adams, maybe pick 6. Going to end this thing in a 5 fashion. Black football goes. Driving a dagger into the heart of the Monterey Wildcats. Nate Adams, 2 interception on the night. Call a target and penalty on the young man. He'll repay you with a pick 6. 34-13, flat purple and gold. And they've got penalty markers down again.
What a special play by a special athlete.
Oh, it was. Just Adam stepping right in front of that one and cruising into the end zone, John. Not sure what the flags are going to be.
Oh, it's against Clay, unsportsmanlike.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They can't take it off the board, can they?
No, I don't think so. Unsportsmanlike penalty against Clay. I think somebody's been tossed out, perhaps. Now Coach Lamb is going to have his turn to talk to the officials. We're going to go to a break here. We're going to go to a break. Right now, 34-13 is the score, 25 seconds remaining in the game, and we're going to play a few ads. Catch your breath.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. 25 seconds remain in this contest. 34-13, Dogs up. Extra point kick coming. Reese Adams going to do that. He's perfect on the night so far. 4-4 to this point. Nate Adams to hold. Austin Anderson to snap. Snap, set, kicks away. And it is. Good. 35-13. And we've got more flags out.
Yeah, what happened there? I saw it. I mean, the gunner ran in.
What happened?
Run into Reese Adams. And Adams said something to him after he ran over him. You can't hit a kicker. So I'm afraid that's not a good thing, though,
well,
for Clay County.
It's against Clay County.
Yeah, unsportsmanlike, I think, is what you're going to see again.
Waiting for things to get sorted out here. White hat's writing on his little notepad. Okay. So 25 seconds remain. Clay's up 35-13. Personal foul was called against Clay, unsportsmanlike conduct. Two 15-yard penalties, the PA announcer says, are going to be assessed. I don't.
Same thing we saw on the last play earlier. So, obviously, something being said towards the officials, or I'm not sure exactly what's going on. You don't get an explanation at this level of football most of the time.
Reese Adams on the field kicking here, so. Well, this holds a record in our 7 seasons of broadcasting, even maybe more so than Westmore last year in terms of personal fouls being assessed against Clay County. Now, here's what you do if you're Coach Lamb. You got 25 seconds left. Once this kicks over, you get every one of those starters off this field, and you send in the second team defense. I don't care if Monterey runs a touchdown.
Yeah.
Some of these guys have personal fouls. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't
don't
run
mean
the
to
risk
just...
of losing one of them.
Mm.
So now they've got them way backed up. Who's mad at? That's all right, Matt. Ball set way back here. I've never seen this.
No.
Going to kick out of bounds.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Now let's see. We'll see what happens here. I still think it would be wise to pull these starters off. Apologize for the...
Yeah, I think you're seeing that. See Eli Burnett coming in, maybe just substituting for the ones that do have the penalties at this point.
Thomas, that could be half the team, bro.
It could be. It could be, but I think that's what you're going to see. If there's an opportunity for a disqualification, they're not going to be on the field.
Well, Monterey's going to force a re-kick. That's their right to do so. They're going to not accept the football and make a re-kick. You don't see that a lot, but I understand the move here.
Mm-hmm.
So 35-13. This ball is going to be teed up by Reese Adams at the Clay County 7.5, is the PA announcer just said. We'll call it the 8. I've never seen a kickoff take place from this point of the field.
I don't think so.
The important part, if you're a Clay County fan, it's a 22. It's a 3-possession ball game at this point. Here's the kick. Going to hit. Fielded by a Wildcat at the 40. Up to the 35. Going to be taken out of bounds. And now here's the opportunity for Coach Lamb to get some of these guys off. We'll have to see here what we do. Perhaps it's a situation where we here in the stands were rowdier than the players are. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. I can tell you this. It got heated there late.
Well,
Clay County, like I say, leads 35-13. That's the bottom line here, though.
We said in the teaser when we came on air, Friday nights are made for fighting, and that's what we got tonight.
Yeah.
Was an all-out brawl, and that's what we've seen. Two good teams waging war here. 13 seconds left, actually 19. Here's the handoff to the Wildcat. It picks up 5-6 and then brought down. And that's going to do it. Coach Hughes going to head across the field to shake hands with Coach Lamb. Clay County came to the mountain after Monterey wished not to play the last 2 seasons. We've renewed this rivalry, and the black, purple, and gold big winners tonight, 35-13. Clay County moves to 2-2 on the year. Monterey moves to 2-2 on the year. We're going to play a few ads, come back to the CarQuest postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, The CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, this is the CarQuest post-game show. Clay County winners tonight, final score of 35-13, is that right, Tom?
That's right.
Final score 35-13. Clay County moves to 2-2 on the year. Monterey drops to 2-2 on the year. Just a great night. This is a game that needs to happen every year. We talked about that all throughout the night. A rare break in the series the last 2 years. It came back with a bang here 2 years later. And Thomas, fortunately, Clay County were able to come up on to the mountain, to a tough place to play against a good head coach and a good football team, and pull out a really good win.
And I think, honestly, in my opinion, this is a turning point type win for Clay County to come up here against a solid Monterey team and prove who they are. And that's what they did here tonight, and they did it in every facet of the game. We talked about it against Jackson County last week. This is a whole nother level here tonight.
Yeah, this was... You know, Jackson County, and no disrespect to it, but Jackson sure. County's not a good football team. Monterey is a good football team this year for our level of play, you know.
Right.
And, they came and were more dominant against a better team tonight than what we thought they were last week.
Yeah, and it all started with this Clay County defense. They forced Monterey into 2-3 and outs early. Clay County didn't get in the end zone on the first drive, but they really – kind of proved to themselves, I think, that they can move the ball on this Monterey team, and that their athletic ability and honestly just their overall talent as far as at the skill positions was above and beyond what Monterey had.
It was. We
knew they were a physical team coming in here. They were going to run it right at you. Can Clay County hold up to it? Well, they did that plus some tonight, I thought.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I credit – I go back in my mind, and I know you're going to talk about it in a minute and break through each drive, but the opening drive, I just thought Coach Maynard did such a great job of calling that series of plays. And Coach Jam right now going off a sideline just fired up, about like I was 3 minutes ago. But credit the coaching staff. They had them ready. Coach Maynard, great scheme. Coach Dickerson, great scheme. Coach Lamb orchestrating the whole thing from the top down. And the players executed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a total package from Clay County here tonight. And like I say, they didn't get in the end zone on that first drive. 12 plays, got all the way down to the 26 and was just clicking. And to me, that I think they proved to themselves they could do it. Next drive, they did it. And it came on Aiden Soto's 72-yard run, Daniel. to set up a Nate Adams 1 yard score. Clay County goes up 7-0 with 9:23 to play, but Monterey immediately answers with a long sustained drive. They capped it with a 33-yard touchdown run. It was 7-7. I'm trying to find my timing here. I believe that was early in the second quarter. And then we saw it back and forth from there. We had some chaos right at the end of the first half. But it was a 7-7 first half, just a dead heat to start.
It was, and that's what we expected. We'd talked about 7 of the last 14 had been single possession games, and just kind of a stalemate there.
Yeah, it was. And then Clay County came out to start the third quarter, and they started it well. And Nate found his brother Nolan twice, once for 8 yards, and then a 54-yard explosive, a big play for Clay County, 54-yard touchdown pass from Nate Adams to Nolan Adams, and Clay County went up 14-7 on the first drive of that third quarter, and I thought that was huge. And that's when some more of the muck started. The Clay County defense just blew up off of that. Their next possession forced a three and out. Clay County did have to punt, but that's kind of when it started to be a battle.
It was, and that's when Monterey came out those first two possessions and got away from that power run game that I never could figure out, never understood why Coach Hughes opened up that spread, but it allowed us to build that 21-7 lead.
Yeah, and the next one came as the defense shut them down with basically from everybody. Aiden Soto went to work, and we saw him pick up first down after first down, big play on that one, fourth and one at midfield, hit Nolan for a 10-yard gain right there, and then he found Nolan again for a 28-yard touchdown, and Clay County went up 21-7. 1:29 left in the third quarter. And then Monterey answered again early in the fourth to make it 21-13. After a long run, they broke one of those out of the power set.
Yep.
And made this an 8-point ball game with about 8 minutes left in the contest. And then it went from there. Clay County was forced to punt on the next drive, but Mayberry got a sack on the ensuing Monterey drive, and then Nate Adams with an interception to kind of stuff them deep in our own territory. And then Clay County did what they needed to do. We called for Aiden Soto to kind of be the closer. He did just that off the interception and capped the closer with a 14-yard rushing touchdown, made it 28-13, and then ended up 35-13 after, pandemonium ensued. We saw the officials called a total of about 6 unsportsmanlike penalties against Clay County that resulted in about 100 yards, I think. So it got ugly there late, but Nate Adams made it look pretty at the end with a pick six. I don't know the yardage. Monterey was on their own 10-yard line. I think he had to catch it beyond the line of scrimmage. You're talking about a 90-plus yard pick six from Nate Adams right there to close this one out at 35-13. But, if you look past all that late fourth quarter ugliness, this was beautiful from the Clay County Bulldogs.
Well, it was. It makes me feel, and I never felt bad about it because I had confidence in this team the whole time, but it makes me feel good about playing 5A Portland next week. It makes me real good about going to Turney Ford Field. We know how hard it is to play down there. And being region champions again and being at home the first two rounds of the playoffs, this team can get, nothing is set in stone for them. They control their own destiny, and I'm all for them. If they keep improving –
and that's what
we've seen. Better
watch
out, folks.
That's what we've seen.
You better watch out.
Every Friday night, you see a little bit extra, as Coach Lim wanted, for this team, and you see it happen every week. Like you said, got to credit them all. Coaching staff, the players, the heart of this team, they're turning into what we want them to be, Daniel.
The offensive line, line, they played really good tonight. They played really good, But – John, what do you got? Do you got anything you want to throw in there before we play a promo? I'm just tuckered out. I'm off my game. Thomas, you did a good job running through all that.
Ain't no problem. You got opponent stats.
I do have some.
Let's hit them first.
I worked hard on these opponent stats. On offense for Monterey, Rigdon carried it 17 times for 77 yards and a touchdown. Bowman carried it 8 times for 70 yards. The quarterback, Fowler, it got sacked a few times, but he basically carried it 8 times for a yard and a touchdown. and another guy had 3 yards. So they ended up totaling, you know, 151 yards on the ground, but it never really had an effect on this team.
Well, that ends up being their total offense, mostly.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because of the passing, I'm sure.
The passing, 3 of 9 for 11 yards,
right.
And an interception. The other guy came in late, was 0 of 2 with an interception.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to what you said earlier, Thomas, in the skill positions. We're better than them.
We are.
So when you spread out to run and create opportunity for those skill players to help with the defensive play, it plays in their hands when you bunch everything up and kind of take them out of it a little. Anyway,
yeah, I saw them gain some ground on us during that time.
Every time they got it.
At the end of the first half, you know.
I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
Me too.
Listen, folks, we're going to play one more promo. We're going to come back. We're going to give Clay County stats. We're going to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game, and we're going to give one final Ashok and Strong scoreboard update. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Back here live for the final time tonight, Clay County big winners 35-13 up here at Monterey. Go 2-2 on the year. Going to go ahead and kick over to Thomas, let him run down these Clay County stats. Let me tell you, there's some nice good numbers.
Yeah, there is. Clay County offensive leads in that. They ran 35 plays for 360 yards, had the 4 offensive touchdowns, and then, of course, the pick 6 was the other one by Nate Adams. So rushing the ball, they had 20 carries for 171 yards. 4 rushing. Waylon Cherry had 1 carry for 1 yard. Nolan Adams had 2 carries for 12 yards. Nate Adams had 3 carries for -2 after a sack or two, but he did have the 1 yard rushing touchdown. Aiden Soto, what a night for him. 14 carries, 160 yards on the ground, and a touchdown there. Receiving wise, Nolan Adams, 7 catches for 129 yards and 2 touchdowns. How dangerous he's become. Weston Burble, 5 catches for 47 yards. Reese Adams, 1 catch for 9 yards. Aiden Soto, 2 catches for 4 yards. Again, Adams, 15 for 189 for 2 touchdowns on the passing there. So offensively, you saw big numbers from a lot of guys that gave Clay County a great night on that side of the ball. I think I went through all those numbers, didn't I? I did. Wanted to make sure. Sometimes I get confused, Daniel.
It's easy to leave something out.
It is. Defensively, Nate Adams had 3 stops, 2 interceptions, 1 of them for a touchdown. Nate Mayberry, 1 tackle and a huge sack. We called out and held Monterey down deep. Wyatt Browning saw his first major time on that defensive line and played really great, I thought. 3 tackles, 1 for loss. Austin Anderson, 1 tackle. Weston Burble, 1 tackle. Nolan Adams, 4 tackles tonight. Leighton Brown, a special teams tackle. Hayden Adams, 3 stops, 1 for loss again. Parker Smith, 2 tackles tonight. Aiden Soto has 4 stops. Reese Adams, another huge night for this youngster. 8 tackles, a tackle for loss, and we saw him block that PAT also. But the highlight, this is just something you don't see, Daniel, very much, especially with the way I record tackles. We don't get crazy numbers. So 14 stops and 1 for loss for Worm Smith.
Well, you mentioned Worm. I think that's a good time to mention the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. Let me tell you something. We've done this now, been blessed to do it for 7 years, and there's been some tough nights to make some tough decisions. Tonight was one of them tough ones,
I'm telling you. This is a tough one. Hey, great game for Aiden Soto, breakout game.
Right.
I mean, over 160 yards. Nate Nolan Adams. So we had so much on the offense. You got to go with this Clay County defense and what they did shutting down this Monterey run game. And it started with Worm Smith. He did it on the first couple of drives, and he did it all night long for 14 or 15 tackles. And, you know, I thought to myself when this season started, yeah, they've got Nate Adams coming back. He's the experienced player. But, you know, who do they have that's physical, that's an enforcer, that's a returning player that just gets in there and plays dirty when he needs to? And it hit me, Worm Smith. I can't wait to watch Worm play. And, boy, did we ever watch Worm play tonight.
We did. You know, I've had the pleasure of kind of observing him. Of course, Coach Dickerson's the defense coordinator and the principal of the high school. And good to talk to him every day. He said, Mr. Strong, said, it's going to be a tough one Friday night. He said, they're so good at the line of scrimmage. They're really physical, running the ball in that heavy set. And he said, it's an out where I need Worm Smith. And he said that back on Wednesday or something. Well, let me tell you what, Coach D, this is an out that you got, Worm Smith. He sold out and didn't hold anything back. None of these guys did, and he led that charge. And Monterey can grind at you and demoralize you and move those chains, you know, time after time, get you into third and shorts. Worm led that charge to keep that from happening. They got them off the field. They didn't let them do that. Yes, they had that's the two sustained drives that created stuff. But Worm Smith just playing great. And also on the flip side, we don't talk about him playing tight end much.
That's
but
right.
He played a ton of offense tonight. We haven't thrown it to him yet. I'm sure when we do, they'll holler in. But blocking up there, such a great job. John, thoughts on Worm, the – I'm an all-purpose guy tonight, tight end, backer, just doing it all.
Yeah, I wasn't much of a defensive player, you know, but I can sure appreciate it when I see a good defensive player out there, and it's pretty evident. The Worm kid's pretty good.
He is. Worm Smith, and that's TDS top performer, and that's prop to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Time for our favorite time of the night. The final budget, or not budget, sorry. Ash Hawking Strong Insurance Scoreboard Update.
All right, thanks, Daniel. I'll run through some scores. Final score, York 27, Bledsoe 17. Final score, Westmoreland 48, Jackson County 7. Final score, Cumberland County 63, Pickett County nothing.
The Jets.
Big night for the Jets. In the fourth quarter, Upperman 21, Livingston 14.
Hey, great job.
Say it one more time.
Upperman 21, Livingston 14 in the fourth. Smith County 3, Macon County 3.
Whoa. Now that's a battle maybe more than ours.
I was trying to see if that was going final, trying to watch it, but Trousdale 48, Republic 8, South Pittsburgh 29, Sequatchie 7. Red Bull and Springs at halftime was the last score I had, 21-6 over MJC.
That's not good.
Stone and White County, 28-26 in the fourth.
Wow, White County, back-to-back weeks of close games.
I couldn't find a score for Gordonsville Joel Burns or DeKalb Watertown, either one. But
pretty good games going on tonight.
To know who was winning those games. I need your help here, boys.
That was the scoreboard update brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today to take care of all of your insurance needs. And there's something else to it.
Everybody needs a strong insurance.
And Mark's got Clay County covered. Yeah.
There it is.
Let's eat it one time. That's been the scoreboard update brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sign of the Day because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We appreciate all of our sponsors. We know tonight may not have been our best performance here on the Rising Sports Network. Had some technical difficulties a couple different times. We'll get that stuff straightened out, I promise you. By next week, Clay County going to be at home next week, taking on 5A Portland. I don't even know what their mascot is. Maybe the Panthers. Portland going to come to town for maybe the first time ever. Been a long time since it was squared off with them. Clay County 2-2 on the year tonight. Just a great win here at Wildcat Stadium, Finley Stadium, I think it's called. Final score, Clay County 35, Monterey, what was it, 13? 13. Folks, we appreciate you for tuning in, bearing with us through this broadcast. For Eli Smith, who was on the camera, for John Weaver at the computer, and for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.